Blog Talk Radio.
You know, my homie Tretch from Naughty by Nature once said, if you ain't from the ghetto, don't come to the ghetto. But I'ma let one of our most immaculate tall guys take us all through the ghetto. Rick James.
When I was a young boy, growing up in the ghetto, hanging out on corners, singing with the fellas, looking for the cute chicks, trying to find me big fun, looking for some trouble, for anyone who gave me some. I was young and crazy,
in the ghetto,
didn't know what my life would be,
in the ghetto.
I was dumb as hell, so lazy. Something had a spell on me.
In the ghetto.
You wanna know what I'm talking about?
Talking about ghetto life. Talking about ghetto life.
You wanna know what I'm singing about?
Talking about ghetto life.
Ghetto life.
Talking about ghetto life. In the ghetto.
Should we be taking them chances while we search for the answers? We be smoking them cancer sticks. Police provoking. We dancing and we be dodging them bullets. They be popping off at it. But yet we always romance the street and fall in love with the hood till somebody can say always up to no good. All of my fam could eat in the hood. We hungry. We playing for keys. My soldiers on the block, get on it. It be good if you flaunt it. We will take if we want it. See, from the ghetto got a different state of mind with a different kind of hustle. And we iller with the grind and develop our muscle till we sicker with the shine and the struggle. Thus the money come quicker doing crime. I see the way we rep the hood. Gotta love me. You can take me out the ghetto, but you can't take it from me. Gotta love it. We'll be getting in that street. Hustle hard, try to get money quick. It's where I got my name from. I never get money and I got all my game from. It's where you eat with a bunch of the wolves and get to hustling as hard as you could. Until your cake stacking, they get good. Throw a block party for the whole hood. With them burnout cellies, talk crazy, sell drugs in front of Poncho Deli. Crack head chicks, still smoke babies in their belly. In the prison elevators till the lobby all smelly. It's where I keep my ratchets, get my instincts and survival tactics. Ain't nothing like the hood. I don't care. You survive it in the ghetto. You can make it anywhere. Gotta love it. Even though they act rude, you'll always find a good chick to hold up for they do. Behind them, me and my clique on the move. We honor the code of the street and live by the rules. It's where all of the hoods at. Find the most crooks and they sell the most
times
at. Where you find beautiful women and rug rats. And some of the most powerful people, I love that. Come on.
Mind who you thought I was. I'm Rick James.
Yes, what a day it is. We are in the B-Low, that's Buffalo, the land of Rick James. We are live remote here in Buffalo, New York. Man, let me tell you, it's cold out here. It is snowing, raining snow, all kind of craziness. Boy, we missed the MIA, but we about to get it going on. It's been a rough way to get this in, but we doing it. Let me see if I got, am I on air? Yeah, I'm on air. Yeah, thanks. Let me see if I'm heard, because this is going to be, it's one of them shows where you got to just go with the flow when you're not on your own computer. But we're going to do it. Thanks to everybody who helped put this together. We missed out last week, but we felt all the love y'all was talking, so we got them back. We coming back hard. We coming back real hard this morning. Let me let you know, today's program is no joke. Let me let you know, people are believing the host must be stopped. And today's program is one of those programs, a classic. Today's show is titled, Curry Bono. That's Latin for to whom is it to benefit. In Latin, the phrase is about identifying the crime suspect. In today's program, we are going to identify the crime suspect because there's no way anybody can say who is not benefiting from this pandemic called COVID-19. So today, we're going to lay the numbers down to you. We're going to give you exactly what's going on and every municipality is involved. This is an orchestrated hostile takeover of your mind, body, and soul. So get ready, because we're about to lay it on you. Let me just say this. It expresses the view that crimes are often committed to benefit their perpetrator, especially financially. Today we will show you how this is definitely financing somebody other than yourself. You are became clueless to how this comes about, obviously, but yet you shall see by the end of this program, and you will see for sure that you've been played. Now I'm going to go like this. I'm going to start the show off just like any other show with reality-based information. Many of you have been played by wives, husbands, girlfriends, boyfriends, and you have to ask yourself, how do you feel when you get played, especially if you've been played by a hoster, meaning that sometimes people believe stuff that ain't even happening, and they will imagine it happening and accuse you of things that are happening. You get frustrated, right? You be like, you're accusing me of stuff that never happened. Same thing with, you know, you heard these arguments today. Well, today we're going to show you that you are being perpetrated and accused of doing something you didn't do. You don't have no disease to kill nobody. This was been perpetrated on you, just like lies that everybody else gives. Now, we're going to show you today. We're going to show you today how this works. Now, to perpetrate something, you've got to have this really orchestrated. You've got to scheme it out, how you're going to get through this, how you're going to make it through this, all this other stuff that you got to do. See, doing things like this called who benefits, you got to think about it. So the perpetrators came up with a financial plan. Now, which party benefits may not be obvious. And there may be some scapegoats, which is the Azazel, for those of you who know Bible. It's called the Azazel, the scapegoat. But here's how it works, everybody. The Rothschild family, Hannah, antithesis, they came up with this, and they put a tsunami of cash in play. I mean, a tsunami of cash in play. They've been waiting on this for years. This is like something they've been salivating for years. It's like if you look at a fine man or a fine woman, you know, y'all be salivating like, God damn, this is what this is like. So what they created was a pandemic hoax to engineer an orgy of spending. See, sex is in everything. So they created an orgy of spending on everything. Now, this is the facts, and because this program is based off the facts that matter. More than 1,000 hospitals in high-impact areas will get a share of $10 billion in new federal assistance. Fact. The payments will be $50,000 per COVID admission. Now, did y'all hear that? So every time people, because I'm hearing it, COVID mind capital. I mean, they got COVID everywhere here. It just stated, this is facts. The new payments would be, it used to be 13 and 20. They going to 50,000 per COVID admission. So if you go to the hospital and they say, oh, you got COVID, they getting 50 grand now. This is a fact. Less than 77,000 earlier in the earlier rounds. So 77,000 in the earlier rounds, the hospital with large Medicaid populations have until August the 3rd. That's already passed. That's already passed. That's why they're pushing this thing so hard. That's when they came out with the Delta variant. To apply a separate pool of funds. Now, let's go here. Not only has this been proven, CBC, which is the Canadian Broadcasting Network, news analysts tracked $105 billion in federal payments Did you hear that? $105 billion in federal payments to individuals. $118 billion that has gone to businesses and nonprofits and charitable organizations. And further, $16.18 billion to transfer to provinces and territories, municipalities, and government agencies. The U.S. has spent, now look how much, now that was Canada, I just gave statistics to for those of you, because in Buffalo, Canada is right near us, it's like they neighbors, and guess what, they're able to come over to Buffalo now, and they're coming over in Grove. They're so happy to escape Canada to see a hockey game called the Toronto Maple Leafs, just, I don't know what hockey team they represent. The Toronto Maple Leafs was here in Buffalo, they came in Groves. Now here's how it works, once you get here, you got to go back, right? Now you got to have a COVID test. So not only are they making money off the pandemic of the pandemic, but you got to make money going back into your country with a test. So just think how much money being made. Now let me tell you how much America, the country that we live in, has spent $6 trillion on COVID response. $6 trillion. Now you telling me is this not cui bono? Curie bono. It's called curie bono. Look it up. It's a Latin word for to whom it is to benefit. See, that's when you get a Latin dictionary, you might learn some things. Now, here's $6 trillion on COVID response, and black folks happy to get $600. I had somebody tell me that Biden did a good thing by giving them $600. I said, $600 can't even pay rent. Can't pay rent, but you happy. That show you how crazy the American population is. $6 trillion on COVID response. Then it goes even deeper with the report. Almost 18 billionaires and hundreds of ultra-wealthy individuals received federal stimulus checks even through payments that were aimed at helping the poor and middle-income households. Now, did y'all get anything close to what they got? Sit back and think a minute. You at home, maybe not working, could be working. Most of you probably ain't working because you're getting these federal funds. But that's going to run out. That's going to run out. But yet, if they really wanted to help you, they could have gave you $100,000. It wouldn't even hurt. Every American could have got $100,000. Think about that one. They got $6 trillion in the response for the COVID. Billionaires and ultra-wealthy people got mainly all of it. Now, we about to get deep today. See, you can't keep playing the fool. Everybody plays the fool sometime. But how long are you going to play a fool? Now, the deep state, which is a secret network dedicated to protecting the fraudulent banking system. That's all it's about, protecting the banking system and advancing what I call the Saturnian agenda, meaning the god Saturn. And most of the players belong to the Freemasons, organized jury, as well as intelligence agencies like CIA, Mossad, MI6, the police, the army, of the bankers' enforcement. Let me repeat that again. The CIA, Mossad, MI6 are the policemen for the bankers. Now, when you thought they was, show you how crazy you got to be. I'm here in Buffalo. They're going to try to get a socialist in. And you got all these black women are now socialists all of a sudden, democratic socialists mainly, telling you to defund the police while they got security squads. Now, how dumb can you be to let somebody tell you to defund your protection when they got $1 million worth of protection between all these so-called black female representatives calling themselves socialist Democrats? Isn't that special? But you falling for it, so guess what? Now, even gets more crazy than that. Not only are they spending on what I just told you, they spend most of it on massive surveillance. It's called the NSA. Mass surveillance is being done. They're spending it all on that to ensure that nobody gets any ideas of trying to overthrow That's why this so-called January 6th hoax got you talking about an insurrection. Man, you can't have no insurrection without no weapons. That's first and foremost. How dumb, and you know how dumb people are? They believe the news. Now, here's where it gets deep. The news is controlled by these people. Common sense would tell you that by now. But my man always would say, common sense ain't common, obviously. Then it goes on to say, the pandemic death rate. Now, I want to see if y'all really know the death rate. I should ask this question. It's all here. You probably already seen if you read it. But if the pandemic death rate is 25%, right? The pandemic with the death rate of 25% altogether is not a pandemic. It's not a pandemic at 25%. That's a quarter. A sickness with no symptoms is not a sickness. How can Ben Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers, all did not have no cold? They gave interviews all week, ain't had no colds, no, they asymptomatic. So asymptomatic now is some type of, and see, here's how crazy the people are. And I love football, and the Bills Mafia will be out in full effect, of course, at 1 o'clock. We know how that works. But let me just get real with this. How can you protect the foolishness of football with this dumb shit on their helmet talking about no more racism, we all won, and yet they told you that Tom Brady's brain is worth more than the black quarterback brain? They told you this. It's called race norm. So by them telling you that the white Caucasian man brain is worth more than the black person's brain should let you know it's a hoax. Everything about football, basketball, and all the other shit we watch is a hoax. And so if you are part of the hoax, then you need to get to the hokey pokey because you are a fool. Now, let's keep this going. If 25% is all they got, then there ain't no pandemic, and you are a fool to believe it. Just so you know how foolish you are that you are getting played with $600. No, you a crackhead if $600 all you want. But they running around here in the Valley of Rick James for real, baby. But let that be known. Now, let's go to people who got some sense. Florida, Sweden, and Norway. Ain't that strange? Florida, Sweden, and Norway, which have opened up with no consequences, have proven COVID to be a hoax. Strange, ain't it? Well, we're about to get this program started because we want everybody on the line today to give us what you got going on in your 10-region plan that they had planned for your region. And let's see how far that you go with Curie Bono. The question is, who benefits in your area with this so-called $6 trillion COVID response? Let me go up to my man, my brother, 661, Chi-Town. I'm getting all y'all in this.
Hey,
go ahead,
what's
bro.
Up, my brother? Can you hear me?
Oh,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you good, man. Yes, that's my deal.
Yeah,
Florida.
You know, what's going on in there in our neck of the woods, or if you say at the bottom or close to the bottom, a lot of development building infrastructure, as you have seen, they're building these new urban type condos with pools on the roof and palm trees, and you understand they build it.
Oh yeah.
So I want to know what economic shit stress we under, because who's living in the and from what I see, just walking from, you know, on my little break and strolling the thing, it's a lot of young urban all different colors and shades of and ethnicities of people that's living in these like upscale places, young people.
Oh yeah,
so,
young people.
And they're fun and you know, maybe a splash of us who may be a foreigner in the mix. So we're seeing economic development and mass transportation movement down here amongst the nonsense, but down here mask-free. Nobody's tripping. You know, nobody's putting the pressure. If you want to come in an establishment, you can come. They know it's about the economics. It's all, this thing is about economics because the millionaires and trillionaires are the ones that's making this economic boom. They're not suffering. They're the ones that's making the, when they say inflation because their money is going to rise. Yours isn't because they're going to put a taxation on you.
Exactly. They're putting the tax on the middle. You just heard the middle class. The middle class is not getting anything. They're not getting anything. The middle class is not getting a thing. And if you can see what I just said earlier, 18 billionaires and ultra-wealthy people have gotten the most of the share of the federal funds. Now, how does that happen? And y'all are here walking around as if y'all scared. Let's go to 3364. I'm going to keep it going. 3364.
Hey, my brother, how you hear me? My Lord. I
hear you, man. I hear you. Go ahead, bro.
Hey, man. Yeah, my main question, what I'm going through right now is, bro, I'm living in the damn woods, right? And I ain't seen no damn bird in about a month, man. I'm trying to figure this shit out. So I watch nature, man. So when they haul ass, I'm about ready to haul. I wonder where the birds at. I ain't seen no bird, no squirrel, or nothing in my backyard, man. And it's fall. I know it's cold. They might be somewhere hibernating or whatever. But this sports thing, so you saying Tom Brady brain is more expensive than the man that came dying there, Lamar Jackson. And you from Pompano.
Yeah.
I ain't know that, man. I ain't know. Most
yeah,
Brady
yeah, Lamar Jackson. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Lamar Jackson brain or any other Kobe Bissett that's going to play or the brother who played for the Dolphins. All they brings, according to this statistic called race norm, does not get the same amount of money as another man's brain. Go ahead.
Bro, you can't tell me that game last Thursday was rigged and fixed the way Lamar Jackson slipping and sliding. He from down there. Come on, man. The man Friedman from Miami. Because my man Friedman, he rolled with Luke, man. Luke raised that boy.
Yep.
My man Luke Skywalker raised Friedman, man.
That's right. That's right. Uncle Luke did sure did. That's right. Now this thing with football, let's get to the point with that. I'm glad you stayed with me on this. COVID now is everywhere because it's a moneymaker in gambling now. So every week you will find somebody who's been vaccinated. Now, every player thus far, except for the exception of Aaron Rodgers, have been vaccinated and still catching COVID. Now, how is that? How is that?
Yeah, same thing with Rockerberger. He should be locked up anyway, man. For what he did,
well, you know, that's
another
debate for that one, you know. But hey, again, why? Okay, let's go with that race of the so-called let's end racism in the NFL stadium that they got all over the damn place. Got to be a fraud.
Yeah.
Got to be a fraud. Because how you gonna end?
What's gonna come out the way they did Gruden? See, and the NFL had all of them emails. You go, who was he emailing to? What would they respond? The NFL about to get bust open, man. You going to hear all the emails what they were talking about. Nigga this, nigga that. And day that, gets the NFL going to get bust wide open like a
he's actually suing. He's suing.
Gruden is suing. He's suing.
He's
That's
suing
right. Gruden is suing. He's suing the commission.
With all this stuff come out, bro, the NFL going to get split wide open like a goddamn coconut.
Hey, anytime I can watch a game for most of my adult life, young life, to Pop Warner life, since we was young, football, and realizing that it is an escape mechanism for those of us in the hood, but the same token, it has elements that need to be addressed. It is a good old boy system that is not going to be penetrated because anytime you call a person an owner and he owns you, then you ought to know it has connotations of that, which is, now somebody mentioned about the being slavery. You know, I know people get upset because slavery has so many connotations with the football and with different aspects of sports. And again, I'm not saying it has not benefited people. I'm saying we got a lot of rich millionaires from playing football. All I'm saying is don't shove your racist bullshit down our faces because it's a hypocrisy. Anytime you can have and been found out through various ways, just like you said with Gruden, then obviously they're playing a game of the COVID money game. Let's play COVID. Let's act like we love everybody and act like everybody's one group happy. This is all a scheme, everybody. There's no such thing of all and everybody loving each other. Does not happen in the animal kingdom and does not happen in the human being kingdom. So y'all can cut that bullshit out about we all going to be one. That's impossible. Nature does not even allow it. And anybody wants you to be one means they're bringing you into the new world order, and they will make you one by putting a
and
brain chip in you.
AI.
That's right. That's how you're going to be one with AI. 9927, you on the air. 9927.
Hear me?
I hear you. Go right ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't muted. Rise and shine. Hey, everyone.
ain't no sunshine in the B-low today. I tell you that.
Hey,
you know that. It's cold here.
The sun. This is the most, this like this ugly grayish the color out there in the sky is just horrible. They that's what they do with that fake. Oh, look at that. We got a lake effect. Yeah, right. Created. Anyway, purposely done. Everything purposely done. Yeah, the COVID. Yeah, it's definitely a scam, money making, and also authoritative.
Go ahead.
Anyway, my mind speeds because I got so much in it that it needs to come out, and it's coming out bumbly.
Put it in order so we can get this full breath. Yeah.
They're using that. You notice it's always a psyops and always tactics to use. To keep the masses in a certain state of mind so that we can definitely go against each other. But no one is one. The only way we're going to become one is if we fight together, but that's the only time. Right now, the way that they're doing, the tactics that they're using, everything is weaponized. And we always talk about this on the show all the time, how they weaponize everything. Everything is weaponized.
Everything.
Uh-huh. And so these... the way that they're doing it is that they really want to see which weapon is going to work the most, not just to depopulate us, but to see what they can use on other off worlds. I mean, if you think about it, NASA's always talked about, oh, we found another world that's just like Earth. Oh, we found this. Oh, we found that. You didn't find anything. Whoever these entities are is telling you, well, you need to look at this quasar over here, look at this over here, look at that, that, and that. And if the moon is an artificial intelligence, that means it's the Borg that's been circling around us for a long time. And if it's made up of machines and things like that, that means that it's artificially controlled. Sorry about that. Can you hear me? Because my phone was ringing.
Go ahead. I can hear you.
And then they also needed to dig up all the artifacts, all the weapons here that they were looking for that were buried because they cut the gate off here. So we always been in the future. Our minds are starting to catch up to what's already been existing. They put our minds and memories inside movies and series, and we always discuss this. We discuss this in many times with different shows. And we have to understand that these series and movies and cartoons is our memories that they have taken from our ancestors and everything that they're using
okay,
it to tell us that don't believe in this. And I'm not going to stay too long because I know you want other people to talk. Don't believe in this sci-fi and all that stuff. That's a lie. You better know that this shit is the future. It was always the past. We've been mind wiped of our memory to know that we've always been celestial beings and had certain type amount of powers and had abilities to build craft, to go through portals and to travel. Mm-hmm. There's so many ships that's sitting out there right now that's around us. And are they ready for war? Are they at war? Yeah, they've been fighting these things for a while. We're dealing with invaders inside our realm, our own plane that has mind wiped our dumb asses to the point of no return. They have got us under control with the money system. They have gotten us under control where we can't fight at all. We're so weak. Okay.
Well, when you spend $6 trillion, yeah. Like, go ahead, finish.
Yeah, no. They've poisoned us under this system. And when they created the money system, that was their ability to continue to rule over us, okay? Because we done got so mind-trapped into believing that the only way to live is to do this, do that, and do that. We forgot that we're connected to this plane. Everything about us, our DNA, everything, carbon footprint, all that shit. They know that we are one with this plane, this planet, this whatever you want to name it, call it. They know that we, the only way for us, they want to manipulate it. They want to change us into the sin, the synthetic race, the sin.
Synthetic. You've been sending a lot of stuff.
And I'm going to rest my voice right there.
Right. Now, let me just say this. Go ahead. Brother Wes. What are you going to say?
Yeah, I was just going to ask y'all what y'all think about that shit that happened in Houston with Travis Scott with all them damn symbols.
Remember that man said, you know it, you've been talking about a psychotropic weapon that causes people to get hyperactive. Mm-hmm. Some people sent me videos that showed me people were saying it was demonic forces they were seeing. People was going and shaking, running at each other.
Demonic forces because that's just a famous name for it. But these alien weapons been around for a very long time. They want us to be spooktified by demonic forces. No, they know how to. They control our frequency.
Hold on. If the Bible story says that he's the prince or the power of the air, and they're using weapons you can't see, they ain't shooting no guns. They ain't shooting not even lasers. They're using ultrasonic wavelength beams. So obviously they know how to do it. So if they can cause people to go into a riot and start trampling each other, it's like the movie that has with Samuel L. Jackson where he had the cell phone. Now, I bet you all of them had cell phones.
Yes.
And them cell phones was probably hyped up. Now, Travis Scott is married to a high witch. That Kardashian family. Let's look up the word Kardashian. Look at the origin of that word. It's got gypsy connotations in it. And then you realize that these women are high Wiccans. They go for black dick everywhere. All they want is black dick. So obviously there's something going on with that because her husband and Drake and them are about to be sued to death. They're going to sue them to death. Now, this is what's going to happen, everybody. Going to a concert is going to be more and more money now because insurance. So you have to have insurance for concerts, everybody. Anybody know music? Know that a big pavilion, you got to have insurance. So now the insurance is going to see how it goes up. Insurance is going to go up, and your ticket prices are going to go up and everything else. And, again, that was a high ritual of how they can use these weapons. They showed the whole earth that look what we can do. We can cause them to go berserk, and they have. Anytime you see a group that goes berserk and start rioting their own neighborhood after being told that Black Lives Matter, no, that's a ritual. Let me take one take for y'all because, see, this was going on. And your beloved, all you who believe in a lot of things, politics is a serious word because politics means ticks. Poly means many ticks. I mean, you are part of the poly. Poly means many ticks. Now, when a man tells you years ago that they going to vote on your brain, you should have listened.
Our constitutional journey did not stop then, and it must not stop now, Judge. And we'll be faced with equally consequential decisions in the 21st century. Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over. Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior? You will rule on that. And, Judge, I need to know whether you will be a justice who believes that the constitutional journey must continue to speak to these consequential decisions, or that we've gone far enough in protecting against government intrusion into our autonomy, into the most personal decisions we make. Judge, that's why this is a critical moment. There are elected officials in this government such as Mr. DeLay, a fine, honorable, patriotic man, and others, who have been unsuccessful at implementing their agenda in the elected branches. So they've now poured their energies, as the left would if it were different, they've now poured their energies and resources into trying to change the court's view of the Constitution. And now they have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. That was your Joe Biden. Wasn't president then, but he's president now, saying that we're going to rule on if you got brain scans. And isn't that strange? That's exactly what the code. Now, I made a mistake, y'all. I made a mistake. It's not 25%. I'll take that back. It's 0.25. I forgot the point. It's right here. I looked it up and said, let me go back to my notes. It is 0.25 death rate. 0.25. Now, y'all tell me why y'all scared out there in TV land. Why y'all scared of a 0.25 death rate? Somebody got to tell me why.
The CDC and the WHO and Fauci, the liar, and all the rest of them, Biden, the liar, saying that trust science and get vaccinated.
Yeah. So a 2 point, a point, not a point. 25, not 25%. Cause I said, wait, it can't be 25. Let me go back to where I got the notes at. And of course, 0.25 is not a pandemic. For you to believe it's a pandemic, you under a psyop. You under a military psyop. Anybody who, even family members, just laugh them off. Let them believe what they want. Don't even argue with them. It's a psyop. No way 0.25 is a pandemic. And then to have a president that you maniacs voted for to tell you that he going to vote on brain chips and scan to see if you going to be have a propensity for stealing. Ain't that something? Let me go to 7472. I got to hear this.
What's up, Dry Bones? Been a while,
what's up,
dude?
We in the mix. How you feel, bro?
Hey, I'm very grateful, man, hearing you still at it. But, you know, this is anniversary time, man, and what you're sharing on is nothing but a repeat. This is the 400-year anniversary of the turkey, the unthankful day that was given to y'all to put up the calendar. And the part about it, if you look, you go back, 2020 was the day that the pilgrims came, and that was their anniversary 400 years ago. You go back, 1619 was when the captives were brought in here. But you go back before that, there was the smallpox epidemic that wiped out from Maine to Massachusetts, where they had over 100,000 indigenous people that were on that East Coast land. When 1619 came and they came back, there was less than 10% of all of those people left because they were wiped out. So what you're seeing and the ritual that they're getting ready to do for y'all come, you think Houston just did something. They preparing the ritual for Houston is because the 19th of November is the blood moon. And on the 20th of November, Ramesses II will be brought to America and his exhibit and his mummy will be in the Houston Museum for exhibit. And I think just below Houston is Galveston. Is that correct? But anyway, Galveston is there, and it has the three Moody pyramids made of crystal that it sits on the 29.6 latitude. They're reconnecting their story all over again.
I agree 100%. And again, let me ask you, because, you know, that story about them coming over here had a lot of fake connotations, too. They came over.
They just shut down the Manamusa exhibit that was at the African American Museum in Washington. His brother was the one who launched 2,000 ships that came here in 1311. They came.
Yeah, because Manamusa,
Ahmed.
Yes, brother.
He took over.
But he never came
his
back. He never came back.
Because
never came back.
That's what
South America and the Caribbean, all of that was them. Because if you saying they had 2,000 ships, every ship, 1,000 ships with every ship had their own supply ship, 1,000 ships, that's how much, and brought gold, women, and all the materials that they needed to create their new civilization.
Well, some people say they landed in the Bahamas. Some people say they landed in the Bahamas. I think we had Dr. Himmelchep.
They landed Brazil, South America. They landed most parts of Brazil, South America, and Mexico, because that's where you get the heads from that they connected when they brought down the people from Sirius, because the Olmec said that the people that came from the Sirius constellation brought and carved their heads and left it here, and when they trained them.
Now,
so
now that's what speak on that, because we always say Sirius. That means they came from a star system, so they ain't really part of Earth. They ain't part of us. If you come from a star system and you land down here on some type of, the people have made it clear
you look at that series, the series, July 4th, why did they put Independence Day? Why did they use our ritual? Because on July 4th, July 1st, starting July up to July 4th, is when Sirius and the sun rises together. Solar sun and the spirit sun rise together. January 31st, you go outside at 11:59 and look directly above your head, you will see the star Sirius, because that is the calendar for this galactic, this solar system that we're in. We knew this, because what we're getting ready to do, this is why they got to 2021, 2030, 2050, because by 2050, the Jackal will move out of direct north of the constellation of the North Star. Cepheus, the Ethiopian king, will be there for the next 370 years, and this is in 2050. They know that this is the power that's getting ready to unleash on this planet.
Now, let me ask you about that, man. Okay, hold on. Right. Now, y'all saying these names, the Ethiopian, Metamusa. Now, I want people to look up Metamusa and tell me how he made his money, all this gold he got. Because to get gold, you got to have what? Who got to get it? Somebody got to pull the gold out, extract the gold. So do they have a human people do it, or do they have some type of devices that they were able to...
You got
to
dig that up. You got
to
dig it up.
Okay, there we go. Now that's why I keep y'all mics open, because we can get everybody involved. So if you need mines, most of these mines that he had gotten rich from was in Africa, obviously, at this point.
So now we're going with
the story of them landing here, and why would you need gold? What would be the purpose of, I mean, obviously gold, we wouldn't have known as a child coming out that gold is a superconductor. So something had to know, or whatever it was had to know, and then it gave it to these people that look like, you know, our cousins and family members and so forth. And these family members of ours got a hold of this type of knowledge. Now, the question again, look up Metamusa, everybody. Don't give me an angelic view of what you think he was. I want you to tell me what was he and how he made his money and how he got these women, how he got these lands, because he was a conqueror. And then we can have a real intelligent discussion, because that's when you realize that, if they were able to get over here, then they had to know that these white folks was coming, because they are already ahead of the game, ain't they? They ahead of the game because they got all this knowledge. Once knowledge is king. So if a guy could take 2,000 ships, bring them over here, and can't conquer an albino, something ain't right. Let me go to 8554. Something ain't right with this story. 8554. If you can't conquer an albino, something ain't right. 8554, you in here.
What's up, man?
What's going on?
Hey, I got two reports here, Region 4, Region 5. Region 4, Tennessee. Region 5, obviously, Illinois. Okay,
Governor
Pritzker here is pushing the electric car paradigm right here. Basically, he just, I forgot what country it was in. He was basically over in this country right now pushing Illinois to be the center of the Midwest in terms of putting together, a whole new electric car program. Now, ironically, in Tennessee, on October 30th, they just pushed, they just passed a COVID rules bill basically saying that the government can mandate masks and the shots and everything. But at the same time, that bill supposed to allocate so much money to keep Ford there because they just opened up a brand new, which was interesting.
Where? So where? In Tennessee or Illinois?
No, in Tennessee, right outside of Memphis.
Okay. Right. I got you. So they're going to open up electric. So you see that the manufacturing is going. Yeah. Oh, it's not already open. Okay.
It's not Nashville.
Wow.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So there you see the connection right there with the infrastructure bill. But basically the bill, as far as Tennessee goes, it said that the government entities cannot force private businesses to institute a mask mandate or a COVID-19 vaccination mandate, and private businesses cannot take action against any employee for not receiving the vaccine and cannot compel an employee or visitor to show proof of vaccination. But with that being said, the bill also allows an opt-out for music venues to allow for proof of vaccination instead of a negative COVID-19 test for admission. Now, the reason why that's kind of important, too, I mean, if you were a person that likes to go out, kick it, and do different things, just like, for example, with the Memphis Grizzlies, they play at the FedEx Forum, which is in downtown Memphis. Now, originally, as far as going to the game, you have to show basically proof of vaccination, which also included showing a negative COVID test. Now, because of this is put in this law now, they can probably most likely have the right to get rid of showing the proof of a negative COVID test and just have the regular proof of vaccination, which is the vax passes and everything is on the app. Now, flipping back to Illinois, the governor within the past week just signed, did a reversion of the Right of Conscience Act. So, I encourage all the family members who are interested to go online and look it up. So basically, after this summer, like if a company or your job within Illinois now tries, if you refuse the vaccine and you try to invoke this Right of Conscience Act, you're going to get shut down, basically. So he's saying now that this Right of Conscience Act can't be used, a person can't use it if they feel that the shot at everything is going to be detrimental to their health. Now, let's go to the numbers real quick. To whom it is a benefit comes out to a 77, which equals a 5 that deals with the 5 sentence, the census.
Uh-huh.
And cui bono comes up to the number 21, which is a 3, also deals with the natural man.
And that's, and I want you to know that's called Latin. Now, with Metamucil and them, and his brother then came over, they came over with the secret language of Latin. We ain't talking about Latin America either. We talking about the ancient language of Latin. And that was a universal language because in order for anybody to come over to another area and see other people to have a communication, they had to have some type of universal language. So even then, universality might have been established back then. Now, let me ask y'all some questions here.
Let me slide this in real quick.
Finish.
Now, Illinois, just go flipping back to Illinois again. Now, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker recently slid on over to
Glasgow, Scotland.
He was selling Illinois as the place to build electric vehicles and invest in renewable energy during the United Nations Climate Change Conference. What the fuck
is
a governor doing in a conference like that, a global conference? What does that tell
you? That's telling you something. And let me say this to you. That makes sense. They just had Kamala Harris. Because we connect the dots here. That's why it's called a connection. Kamala Harris just came from France, which is the Grand Orient. And she was asked a dumb question. How does this being in France prepare you to be president? That's what they asked him. Look it up. And I said, man, are they, I'm going to put this out there today for y'all to see, are they planning the demise of Biden in your face?
But
because
they
right now,
that's the curse.
They
that's
already
the curse of any president.
Right,
but any president, any president that's elected in a 0 year is going to die in
mm-hmm.
office or be killed. And Biden,
okay, so
what? 2020.
I agree.
He's going.
Now
die,
hold on, y'all,
that,
he, right now let's make that clear. Now, I'm gonna go with that premise because guess what? Facts matter. Now, being said, you heard Gerald Ford tell you that once they kill the president, which y'all just said, so Gerald Ford had to know too. Because notice, Gerald Ford said that the president is either going to die. Now, for a president back in them days, that's why I keep saying the court world transcends color. Even if you say it's our knowledge, the court world don't go like that. You see, this is something that y'all learned in the Western world. But their court world don't say it's our knowledge. It says it's the knowledge of the what? Because they don't say it's our knowledge. They don't claim it. They don't claim it. Most people know this knowledge here transcends. This is what y'all say. It comes from outer space. Ceres. Ain't our knowledge. It was given to us. That's what they all say. By whatever y'all want to call y'all high order. That's all I'm going to put out there for that. But let's go with that premise, what y'all saying. He going to die because of the occult world's analogy of being in zero. When he dies, everybody, are you prepared for the second coming of the gods? Because once that woman hits that the most powerful nation on the planet Earth as we know it to be, sitting at the seat of two phallic symbols, which are called fascies, and who had a meeting. That's what I say. I don't know if we recognize and stuff, the occult world now, but I do. I recognize it. Her first meeting was with Wiccans. She had a meeting at the naval spot. She called all the Wiccans. They came, and they were all Caucasian. Look it up. Pictures are there. They're all in white, too.
Right, but you got to look at what she's going to become, because
what's she going to become?
The new
ISIS?
Leading countries. No, mm-hmm. She's going to become the whore of Babylon, sitting on the seventh headed dragon.
Okay, well go. Hold on. Well, ISIS can't be the whore of Babylon. Because ISIS is the kingdom of their worship.
That's an earthly. ISIS is galactic.
Okay, but hold on. They worship ISIS, period. Regardless of what I'm not disagreeing with your analogy. I'm saying that these people worship ISIS. Is that agreed by everybody? The lines are open. Is that a yay? Does everybody know these women worship ISIS? Is that a yay or nay?
Yeah.
That must be a yay. I ain't heard nothing.
Yes.
So see,
yeah.
Y'all know they worship ISIS. That's why, see, I'm asking questions because we need y'all to think now, because we about to go into a whole new thing, boy. Y'all don't know. If y'all ain't been watching The Walking Dead, okay, keep on playing like everything okay. Now, if they worship an ISIS, which they are, because ISIS is the genes of ISIS. The Bible, the Genesis story is about the genes of ISIS, or ISIS genes. So they're talking about DNA manipulation, obviously. So if
that's
they are already...
Gene ISIS, Genesis, in the
right.
beginning. That's where we are.
In the beginning. Because now they're doing, now let's stay with that, sister. We in the beginning, because I told you the Bible is an alien book. I don't know how y'all think about it, but it's alien. If they could take people and say that we're going to make man in our image, what the hell does that mean to y'all right there? Give me somebody. I want 1 minute. What does that mean to you that let us make man? That's a separate image than that. What is there? It's like, let's make man in our image.
It says us.
Now for the benefit of argument, I just want to say it's us, because I want you to answer the question. If it's us, you say it's us, but I don't see how it lets us make us in our image, because us is already made, so we don't need to make no more us. So something that's making something else would say let us make them
artificial.
They said them in our image. So if they made something in their image, what is the image that? What's the image? What's the image? What's the image y'all talking about?
The book in itself is the Helios Biblios. When it's saying,
I know that.
When the sun rises, she is the spirit sun. There is
okay, that's
a,
not what I asked
a
you.
Sun and the spirit sun.
Okay. Let me get
and
some more
so
people on here. Hold on. Because we want everybody to be, we want the program to be running together where everybody's on the same. So you saying that it's the sun. I'm saying that we know the anthropomorphic stuff. We know all this astrotheology. I ask the question is, if people are on Earth and something says, if lands up from Sirius, because the Dogons say the same thing about something coming from Sirius. So if something comes out the sky, he's not from the earth. Is that correct, everybody? I mean, your mics are open. Can we hear from y'all? Are y'all willing to talk about the facts, or y'all want to go into another show to lie? I don't know what y'all want to do, but I'm asking y'all,
if something comes from earth.
Is
coming through the portal or coming
Hold on. One at a time. She thought, one at a time. Let me go by numbers. Okay, so thank you. That's enough. That's all I want to ask. Okay, that's it. You made it clear. Now, let me go down the line. 6661. If something comes out of the earth, from out of the sky into the earth, are they actually from earth? 6661. See, that's why I don't like how y'all want to talk. And then when we ask y'all the questions, you seem to have the cat at your tongue. Are you able to answer that question, 6661? Because if not, I'm going to just mute you because I got y'all open to talk, not open to stay quiet. So which one are you going to do? 6661. Are you on the mic? Okay, you muted. Ain't no need of me going to you. 3364. If something comes out the sky, something comes out of the sky that you all talk about, out of a portal, whatever you want to call it, is it from Earth or from somewhere else?
Well, it got to be from somewhere else, man, but it could be just something traveling, man. You got birds.
No. Ain't no damn bird coming out the sky from
All right, somewhere else.
Be honest. Okay. That's somewhere else. Let's be honest. We got to be honest with facts now. We can't be playing no more. 9927. You just already answered. I think Kwame already said he thinks he going with planetary stuff. I asked the question, if something like the Dogon, I'm going to 90925, you next. If something comes out of the sky that was never here before, and the people start to worship it, and it can't be from Earth, can it?
No. If something's coming out of the sky or coming through the realm or entering into the planetary system, period, if it's not from here, it's coming
from another realm. That's it. Okay, that's all I want to know. Let me go to 8554.
Yes, sir.
So we can get... If something comes out the sky, claimed from Sirius or star system, they say it landed from out. They've seen it flying through the astrosphere. How many spheres is it? Seven spheres is coming from out the sky. It lands on Earth. Is it from Earth to you?
No.
The Galactic Federation.
Okay. There you go. Okay. So now we got a consensus. See, I'm trying to get a consensus of thought. Yeah. There you go. I'm trying to get a consensus of thought because this story goes. Beam me up, Scotty. There you go. Now let me go to 920925, and then you can make your statement because you've been holding. So I'm gonna let, if something comes, you heard the Dogon, you heard Sirius Radio, you heard Sirius, the Dog Star. If something comes out the sky in your mind, you are able to see it right now. Would that be from Earth to you?
Well, the Crystal City is the North Star, and that's within its Earth. So it's been sitting there for over 100 years.
Okay, so hold on. So you say, hold on, let me get this question because you didn't answer the question. I said if something, then you can go what you're going to say. If something flies down, I can't get to it if I'm on Earth. The Crystal City could be hanging right now. Can I get to it right now in my state of mind, in my state of body? I can't go through these atmospheres. So the question would be if something could come through this atmosphere and then live, it can't be from Earth, can it?
Fit in Earth. But if there's something within the planet, the whole planet would shake. The atmosphere will have to open up because there are dimensions. Just
okay,
like
but the question is it from Earth? Is it from Earth or outer space? Which one is it?
Well, the Crystal City has been in the Earth. forever.
Okay. Okay. So the Crystal City. Now, where's the Crystal City at? Hold on. Hold on. Let's get some clarity because facts matters on this program. You should know that by now. Where is the Crystal City?
It's the North Star.
Okay. So the North Star in your mind, because it ain't everybody's mind. This is your mind now. Say that the North Star is the Crystal City.
That's correct.
Now,
you can read that.
Okay, now, how, now who, now, hold on, who told her, who came from, now, somebody had to come down from the Crystal City to say, guess what, we up here, guys, this is where we at, right? Would that be the case?
Yes, well, when in the story,
okay,
when all the angels,
okay,
they've been there.
Okay.
They've been at the Crystal City.
Now, I just want to make sure we got, but the angels ain't human, though, so if the angels ain't human, then.
We made in their image. That's the whole thing.
That's my point. Thank you. Now, go with that premise. We just said, you heard everybody say the same. Brother Kwame says something a little different, but the question was asked, if something's made in our image, they must have the dominant power to say we can make you, right? And wouldn't that be the case?
That's correct.
Okay, so go with the premise. Give the premise of the Crystal City.
Only the Most High can give the breath of life. That's the difference.
Okay. Okay, well, but go with the Crystal City. Let me hear this Crystal City thing. So everybody, I want everybody to hear this because a lot of things is based off Indiana Jones, the stone tablets, the stone crystals. Let me hear your version of this Crystal City. That's the North Star.
Okay, now during their times when the ancient Egyptians, the kingdom of ancient Egyptians is over 100,000 years old, and so the Crystal
mm-hmm.
City came from the Nibiru during the cycle that it comes to set over the earth. And there are four big, huge crafts that are surrounding this planet that keeps the planet sustained. Because this is what you call a damaged planet. That's why it's mainly water. And from there, most of the people like King Tut and people they try to kill, they were taken in their starships and they went up to the Crystal City. All this information, like the pyramids are where you can beam to different galaxies, but you can also teleport up. So all that's here, but you can read all of that in the Revelation chapter 21. It talks about the Crystal City coming down. And then chapter 22
mm-hmm.
gives you every description of the crystals that's made of it and how it used to be powered by 144,000 people.
A lot of people. Right. Now, hold on. I'm not going to take that away because now I want to go with Brother Kwame because I see we're going to go the opposite way now. We're going to come from the celestial and bring y'all back down to earth as this program go on. Now, Brother Kwame just said something about the same thing with Ethiopia, but the star system. Give me your view because you've been to Ethiopia. You're part of the Ethiopian family. I know that for sure because ain't nobody can tell, but you don't look like that dude. Let me just ask you, what does the Ethiopian say about them being part of this celestial bravado that we have here in the West?
Well, let me find what I tell you was interesting. There's over a 600-year prophecy in Ethiopia and within the Christians and the Muslims that a prince, Tedros, will come back and rule over Ethiopia, unite all of that area and be peace for 40 years. And I
okay.
have no idea until I got over there because all of it's in Amharic. So, you know, that's kind of like night and day with me, English, and Amharic. So, but I did find that to be true. The prophecy, the whole thing in Ethiopian is just like the real word you have to say Abyssinian because, like, what we knew
mm-hmm.
at that time, all of Ethiopia was the whole continent. After every
mm-hmm.
continent got separated, that whole land from Ghana on the west to the south, all the way up to Egypt,
mm-hmm.
all that was considered Ethiopian. We were Abyssinians
uh-huh.
of the church. And so
I agree.
All the college
Abyssinia Baptist Church. Obviously, our people had to know that because a lot of churches used to call Abyssinia Baptist Church. Now, let me ask you, because, again, he mentioned this. You mentioned the prophecy. Brother Kwame mentioned the prophecy. Now, I ain't got no problem with the prophecies of Ethiopia. I do see a lot of stuff. They say they got the Ark of the Covenant over there. But let's just take a little breather right quick, everybody. I want everybody to listen because – I got a bunch of these clips that y'all gave me, and I play for y'all. And you told me a long time ago, I asked you about Ethiopia. Y'all over the World Health Organization. Tedros is over there right now. There's a Tedros. So is that the Tedros that we should be worried about or no?
No.
Okay, so you don't like – so hold on. Let's bring it back to Earth. You don't like that Tedros over the World Health Organization, right? Is that what you're saying?
let me just say, anybody within that organization is a part of the, you know, the team that become demonic. So it's not, it has nothing to do with whether he's Ethiopian or not, because
That's it. You answer the question, because I want to make sure everybody, he just said everybody has nothing to do with what I've been saying, whether you're black or not, because he's definitely black. Okay, so he just said
so
what we've been saying.
Color has nothing to do with it.
So hold on. So now we'll play the history though, because you know I'm a history buff too. I hope y'all know that.
Ethiopia,
yes, sir.
Home to more than 100 million people, the original home of the coffee bean, seat of the African Union, and a nation whose roots stretch back into ancient times. Ethiopia has been heavily settled, going far back into prehistory. Dahomey is the earliest known kingdom in this region, and was a contemporary of ancient Egypt and Nubia to the north. On the opposite side of the Red Sea, facing Dahomey, was the kingdom of Saba in modern-day Yemen. These kingdoms appear to have had close ties, and some even theorize that they may have formed a single kingdom. According to Ethiopian tradition, this was the home of the legendary Queen of Sheba. She converted to the faith of Solomon of Israel and bore his child, who returned to Ethiopia to rule as king, beginning a long line of Ethiopian kings who claimed direct descent from King Solomon. The Ethiopian church today maintains the Ark of the Covenant was brought to this ancient kingdom during this period, and is being kept safely there under guard for more than 2,500 years. For unknown reasons, Dahomey gradually eroded into several city-states and successor kingdoms around 400 BC. One of these, Aksum, would evolve into the first well-documented great power to rise in Ethiopia, and was able to unite the northern Ethiopian highlands beginning around the 1st century BC, where they established bases on the Ethiopian plateau and from there expanded. By the 1st century AD, they became a major player on the commercial route between the Roman Empire and ancient India. A notable Persian religious figure and scholar of the time regarded Aksum as one of the four great powers of his day, alongside Persia, Rome, and China. To facilitate this booming trade, the Aksumite kings minted large amounts of gold currency that became widely used and have been found throughout the Mediterranean to India. Around 325 AD, the king Ezana converted to Christianity, making it the state religion, and was also the first state to ever use the image of the cross on its coins. Ezana campaigned against the kingdom of Kush to the north, as far as the borders of the Roman province of Egypt, and is believed to have been the reason for that thousand-year-old kingdom's collapse. Included in his many titles were King of Kings, King of Saba, King of Salhen, and King of Himyar, which are all in modern-day Yemen, indicating that he either controlled or annexed these kingdoms. Or perhaps they were merely tributaries. The kingdom of Aksum would reach its apogee during the reign of King Caleb, who invaded the Arabian Peninsula in 520 with a vast army against the Jewish King Yusuf of Himyar, who had been persecuting the kingdom's Christian population. 5 years after installing a native Christian viceroy, one of his own Aksumite generals killed the viceroy and declared himself King of Himyar. This general turned king, Abraha of Himyar, is mentioned in the Quran for his failed invasion of Mecca in the year 570. The rise of the Arab Empire would signal the decline and eventual demise of both of these kingdoms. Aksum was completely cut off from any contact with the Christian Roman Empire and the vast revenues generated from Roman trade. The kingdom of Aksum had a slow decline and began to contract back into the highlands. The kingdom of Elodia formed on its northern border and converted to Coptic Christianity and spoke a Nubian dialect, in contrast to Aksum's Semitic dialect and script, used since the days of Dahomey in the 9th century BC. According to Ethiopian tradition, around the year 1000, a female pagan warlord overthrew the kingdom of Aksum, laying waste to the land, burning ancient churches to the ground, and hunting down all members of the royal family of Aksum. The last of her dynasty, which ruled over a much diminished kingdom, was overthrown by Mara Takla Haymanot in 1137, establishing the Zegwe dynasty. Although some scholars believe this dynasty...
Now, I can go all day, but I'm going to stop right there. A female warlord, never talked about by none of y'all, actually, and strange, she burnt down a bunch of shit. And then, let's go where... Now, I'm a sister from Buffalo, my sister.
What was the first group that we ever seen come over here to take over the black stores? Were they from what country?
Oh, you talking about
you know
Arabia? The Arabians?
No, no, no. Ain't no Arabians. You call them. So you call them. When we asked them, no. When we asked those Arabs that came here that we thought was Arabs, they said, "What country are you from?" They said they from Yemen. Everybody in Buffalo, call me Buffalo right now.
Right.
Everybody over here that's in here in Buffalo who has stores in every nigger neighborhood is Yemen. Ain't that strange? And didn't that say the kingdoms were in Yemen? That's why they know how to rule over your asses right now. Because they were the first ones that did this shit. Now say I'm lying. Let me hear you say I'm lying and prove if I'm lying.
And the question is now, how did they get over there in Buffalo? Who let them in?
Yes, who let them in? Brother Kwame, who let them in? Come on. Brother, who let them in? See, y'all can't answer those questions because, see, this is a talk that facts matter. See, when you're on a talk show that facts matter, you go to all the other bullshit show and lie all day. You can't lie on the dry bone shit. Ain't going to happen. So I want y'all to tell me right now. You just heard them say, ask them, Yemen, first Christianity, first to put a cross on a coin. Ain't the Ku Klux Klan, is it?
Hey, dry bones, I'm going to ask you a question from my standpoint into Chicago. The Arabs that's in this neighborhood now, how they got in here, the black alderwoman. The alderwoman here in Chicago, basically like the small mayors of each like little township, whatever, that's how they got in.
Yeah, we know
so
how they got here.
Hopefully that answers your question.
Yeah, we know how they got here because, see, black power, the word
1920.
Yeah, ain't that first? I was in high school about to get, I think it was ninth grade, and we noticed all the black stores were gone in Buffalo. Like, where'd they go? So they came with this group that had had curly hair, like a afro that was curly, suave looks, and it was cool. Because you know why they was cool? Because they already knew how to rule over us. Because they've been ruling for how long? It just told you. Since the days of ancient Egypt. See, you can't come on this lying. See, we can't take it no more. Ain't no more lying. The days of lying, go to another show. Because, see, one thing I'm going to tell you about Ethiopia, when you talk to them, don't even act like they know who we are. If I say I'm a Hebrew Israelite, they're going to look at me like, let's go eat some food and some, okay, brother. They don't even want you to know anything. So what kind of group is this? Let's be real, y'all. They got narrow. They don't have no big noses. They ain't got no big noses. They got narrow noses, high cheekbones. Now, how is that? And then we always think as people about Africa got big nose. Ain't nobody, everybody in Africa got a goddamn big nose. So this is a lie. And I'm going to tell you why you lie so much to yourselves, because you are lovers. Like your Bible say, you're lovers of lies, plain and simple. Anybody could come on here and tell me that Ethiopia was the first Christian country to do trade with. What group? Hold on. What group? We got to get hot, man. We can't go with that stuff, y'all. We got to get hot. What group today did they say they hung with? They said they hung with India. Their coins were in what? India? Did I say India? Didn't they say what? Rome? Did they say Rome? I'm just asking y'all. Y'all lines are open. Y'all can say yeah or nay or dispute if you want to. Or, I mean, this is unbelievable that y'all can believe the way you do today. You just heard the man tell you.
Hey, the vice president's mama was from India, right? So that should tell you something right there.
To tell you something right there. Thank you. She's from India. Now, here's a group India, now that's another group that y'all don't want to talk about because, again, it makes y'all, you know, because I'm sick of hearing how much we undid. And, hey, I got a group. Every hotel I go to is Indian ran, practically. Is that some type of mistake, or is that from Exum, Ethiopia, doing business with them in the ancient times? Which one is it, y'all? Let's just get real. Which one?
Hey, that's the Patels, man. The Patels own all them hotels. The Patels and the Dunkin' Donuts.
So you're going to tell me that from ancient times, this was...
Yeah, it was conceived from ancient times. Now, I'm talking to all the blacks in every one of your states that you're going to see a black woman or somebody who looks black. I don't know if they black, because you think clones don't come in black faces. Obviously, you think everybody's white. All you still got the white man as your devil, you need some help quickly. Quickly.
Hey, in 20...
Since 1965, the number of black elected officials has exploded. Between 1970 and 2012, it grew from fewer than 1,500 to more than 10,000. And oh yes, a black man was elected president, twice. Conventional wisdom would suggest that all these political gains would lead to economic gains, but that has not proven to be the case. In fact, during an era of growing black political influence, blacks as a group progressed at a slower rate than whites, and the black poor actually lost ground. Why was the conventional wisdom wrong? Because it was based on the incorrect assumption that politics was the pathway to black progress. Only black politicians, so the thinking went, could properly understand and address the challenges facing black Americans. It wasn't stable families, hard work, or education that would lift blacks into the middle class. It was more black city councilmen, congressmen, and senators. But the evidence, even according to liberal social scientists like Gary Orfield, indicates that there may be little relationship between the success of black leaders and the opportunities of typical black families. So while black politicians from Tom Bradley and Marion Barry to Maxine Waters and John Conyers achieved considerable personal success, their constituents did not. Yet this calculus, political success is a prerequisite to a better life, remains progressive orthodoxy today. When Michael Brown was shot dead after assaulting a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri in 2014, much was made over the racial composition of the police department and city leaders. But if black representation among law enforcement and city officials is so critically important, how do you explain the rioting in Baltimore the following year after a black suspect there died in police custody? At the time, 40% of Baltimore's police officers are black. The Baltimore police commissioner was also black, along with the mayor and a majority of the city council. What can be said of Baltimore is also true of Cleveland, Detroit, Philadelphia, Atlanta, New Orleans, and Washington, D.C., where black mayors and police chiefs and city councilmen and school superintendents have been in office for decades. But to what end? As I document in my book, False Black Power, when blacks had little political power, they nevertheless made significant economic progress. In the 1940s and 50s, black labor participation rates exceeded those of whites. Black incomes grew much faster than white incomes, and the black poverty rate fell by 40 percentage points. Between 1940 and 1970, that is, during the Jim Crow era, with its racist laws, and before any affirmative action, the number of blacks in middle-class professions quadrupled. In other words, racial gaps were steadily narrowing without any special treatment for blacks. And then came the war on poverty in the mid-60s. This was supposed to close the gap once and for all. Yet despite billions of dollars of government assistance in the form of welfare payments, housing projects, and enforced hiring programs like affirmative action, black poverty rates remained unchanged relative to white poverty rates. In fact, a strong case can be made that to the extent that a social program, however well-meaning, interferes with a group's self-development, it does more harm than good. Government policies that discourage marriage and undermine the work ethic, open-ended welfare benefits, for example, help keep poor people poor. No wonder, then, that more black politicians bringing home more government aid has done so little to improve rates of black employment, home ownership, and academic achievement. As economist Thomas Sowell explains, the relationship between political success and economic success has been more nearly inverse than direct. The history of Germans, Jews, and Italians in America supports Sowell's observation. Each of these groups made significant economic gains before ever attaining significant political power. Asians are the most recent example. How many prominent Asian politicians can you name? On the other hand, the Irish, whose rise from poverty in the 19th century was especially slow, were very politically successful. Irish-run political organizations in places like Boston and Philadelphia dominated local government. In the U.S., the Irish had more political success than any other ethnic minority group. Yet the Irish were, according to Soule, the slowest rising of all European emigrants to America. The black experience in America is, of course, different from the experience of the Irish or any other ethnic minority. But that doesn't undermine the obvious conclusion. Human capital is far more important than political capital. And the formula for prosperity is the same across the human spectrum. Traditional values such as marriage, stable families, education, and hard work are immeasurably more important than the color of your congressman, or senator, or police chief, or president. I'm Jason Riley of the Manhattan Institute for Prager University.
Like
Thank
I
you for
before.
Watching this video. To help keep PragerU videos free, please consider making a tax deduction.
All I can say to everybody that's listening,
hey, bro.
Whatever city you in, you can't come to me with that white shit no more. Because you know damn well.
Drawbone.
Go ahead.
Hey, bro. Boston got their first, I don't know if she's Japanese, Asian, or Chinese mayor. That just happened, by the way. And
yeah.
Just because you black doesn't mean that you can still push an agenda, a la Lori Lightfoot. Go back and look at the Open Society Foundation by George Soros. Follow the money trail of all these damn states, especially these black female state attorneys across the United States that's being funded
by him.
Follow the money trail.
Buffalo, that's why we did today's show. Curi Bono, Latin. Because, see, we got a Latin dictionary. I think everybody should get one. Hey, before we take a break, because we're about to get far. You think it's hot now? I thank all y'all for holding with us, because we're about to get deeper now. If y'all think it's hot now, I'm about to throw some goddamn nuclear water on this shit, because this is about to take place. So get ready. Get ready, because I'll tell you straight up. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got to go, man. Enjoyed the show. I got a Zoom call at 11:30, so I got
to
get
Do what you got to do, brother. Much love to you. Let them know that Madam Noosa not only killed a bunch of blacks, he took all the gold, and guess how he got it? Through tribute. So he was a first tax base. Make sure they learn that one.
Yeah.
All right. Peace and love, bro. Peace and love. We're going to get ready for a hotter hot.
Everybody wanna go heaven, but them don't wanna die. Want $1 million to fall out the sky. Know how to get paid, but afraid to try. Don't wanna inhale, but wanna get high. Know why, but don't know if it's a lie. Hate airplanes, cause they afraid to fly. Don't eat meat, but wear leather on their feet. Hate to be, but can't stay in their seat. Love someone, but don't know who they are. Afraid of the spotlight, but wanna be the star. Live life in the fast lane, but don't wanna crash. Talking about saving money, but dipping in the stash. Wanna dress jiggy, but low on cash. Wanna get drunk, then show they ass. Wanna be smart, but don't go to class. Wanna be down, but don't wanna be last.
Life is a game that we all play. Make it better, you gotta win.
That's what I was told when I was a boy. Wanna be the hub, wanna get out but ain't ready to go. Want things fast but wanna move the ass slow. Don't go to practice but wanna go pro. Wanna do the video before they learn to do the show. Want respect but don't wanna earn it. Wanna lose weight but don't wanna burn it. Wanna be somebody but don't know who. Wanna act like they know but ain't got no clue. Wanna always do something but never get to it. And then tell people they was gonna do it. Wanna talk that trash but don't wanna fight. Wanna get up early but stay up all night. Wanna grab the dice but don't wanna roll. Wanna be grown but don't wanna get old.
Life is a game that we all play. Make it better, you gotta lay it.
That's what I was told when I was a boy. Now I break a rapper like a brand new toy.
Life is a game that we all play. Make it better, you gotta lay it.
Better stack up and stock up, pack up and lock up. Cause I came to rack up and stole the whole block.
Going up.
At the time when it is.
For you.
That's right.
Everybody gotta play, that's just how it be. Wanna complain, but wanna live life free. Hate to wear glasses, cause they can't see. Camera shy, but wanna be on TV. Wanna break the rules, but don't wanna pay the fines. Wanna drive drunk, but don't wanna walk the line. Wanna be a criminal, but don't wanna do the time. Wanna be mean, but want the world to be kind. Wanna get a cut when they waiting online. Wanna get ahead, but don't wanna wait behind. Wanna be number one all the time, but forgot what it's like to be number nine. Wanna be a player, but hate to get played. Wanna sell dope, but don't wanna see the raid. Wanna go raw dog, but don't want AIDS. Wanna bid 10 for 2, but ain't got enough space.
There you go. Life is a game. Be wise. Brother West, be wise is the owl, and you sent the report in about the owls. I watched it. I was in shock. The owls are actually attacking people in Atlanta. You out there? Brother West? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm in the store. I don't want to make too much noise.
Man. Oh, okay, man, okay, okay. But,
I ain't seen no other birds in my neighborhood, man. That's good. The animals tired of this shit, man. That's the way I
Yeah, well, you said that them owls were attacking people. And, we just want to make sure that we are all on the same page. Because I would think by now, thank you, Brother West, for doing that for me. I would think by now, y'all know how this program works. It's not like going to be like other programs where you could just say anything and be lying or be making up stuff that's in your own mind. Facts got to come into play with reality here. And we ain't going to let everybody come on here. You can come on here, but you got to have some backup to what you're saying. If Metamusa or whatever you believe, Sirius, we got to know, well, are they human? If you don't tell me they're human, then what are they to you? If you can't explain to me your thesis or your hypothesis, then how are we going to get somewhere? That's why we fucked up today as a people. We can't. See, other groups, they can sit down, argue their ass off, and guess what? They're going to put their money together at the end of the day. Ask yourself, Are you capable of that? Ask yourself, black folks, are you capable of that? That's what you better ask yourself. Why do you think so many other groups, people got to go to other people to get they funded? It can't go to none of our family members and friends. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? See, that's one thing about, I'm going to be this next few years that we got left on this these programs like this, they're going to charge us for this soon. I hope y'all know that. You think they're going to let us talk like this? I just told you they spent $6 trillion on surveillance primarily. What you think that mean to y'all? You think because you could go to a store and ride a car that you actually free? That's where we at today in our mind. Because think about it. If the man just told you we got $6 trillion and we're going to get $50,000 per COVID admission to these new federal funding to keep people lying, don't you know if you knew your house was a murder? Just take your own world. If somebody told you in your own world, I'm going to give you, man, about $10,000 a week. Just let the shit stay in your driveway and somebody pick it up. Don't worry. You can't be blamed. Your ass broke. You're going to think about $10,000 a week? That's $40,000 a month. By the time the year over with, I'm rich, bitch. You going to do it. So quit acting like this is 1300. You on air. 1300. Thank you for holding, man. Appreciate that, old sister.
What's going on, bro? Yeah, man.
Oh,
great
man.
Show, man.
Oh, man.
Great show.
Well, we're about to get hot, baby. We're about to get hot up in here.
It's funny you were saying, you know, about social media. It's an attack on free speech. What's that guy over that publication? They've been putting out a lot of, they call him a right-wing publication. I think his name's O'Keefe.
O'Keefe.
Man, they were talking about it. Go ahead. Veritas. He's over Project Veritas.
I seen that. You sent it to me. Project Veritas. They got subpoenaed or some crap or something happened where they got
no check. Yeah, I know who talking about. That's that Kevin O'Keefe, man. That's a motherfucker was dressed up like a pimp. The brain down here, man. He dressed up playing like he a white pimp, man.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Exactly. Okay.
So he just runs one of those, very, I guess you can call it a right-wing publication or whatever, but the thing about it, he had the diary of the Biden girl, and they ran up in his spot, man, and took everything, bro. Took all his computers, all his drives. I mean, he was Project Veritas, they are a very, very credible publication, and they were putting out a lot of information about, even with this whole thing, with the whole Hillary thing now. You know, they came back and found out that dossier was fake.
Yeah, all fake.
Right.
Now, stay with me, man. Stay with me. Don't go nowhere. That's what I would do, because you sent me a lot of stuff. Don't you find it strange that what kind of people could we possibly be that last year almost 90% of black folks believed this was true? I mean, would go off on you. Argue with you to death as if they'd been to Russia. All this kind of craziness. Now, a year later, we find out once this dude gets in office, oh, guess what? It was made up. We got to come clean. What's your take on all this, man? After you did a lot of research to prove your point to these people, and yet we find out we're right. I feel validated personally. I have a great feeling. It's almost like an erection. When I found out I'm right and factually right, I feel good. I don't give a damn how you think.
Right. Well, they're not going to come out, and they're not going to take responsibility or accountability for this false reporting. So, you know, the best thing we could, hope for and pray for is that, okay, they just back the fuck off with all this goofy shit. And like I told a lot of my folks, man, you know me, Drybone, a lot of my people fell out with me because I was just simply telling you the truth about a lot of things. I mean, right. I don't feel like you should be trying to vote if you don't have a political base to vote. And in order to have a political base, you got to have an economic base. So, like you say, look at all these tangibles and these reparations that are being paid to a lot of the immigrant groups, and none of them even vote. And just like your article you just played, they don't even run for office, half of them, but they still having their way in building their nation within this nation.
Right. There you go. That's what they're taking. Go ahead.
Did y'all hear about just the other day, right around, it's funny, this came right around Veterans Day, that now they're talking about introducing some legislation to pay some reparations to the black World War II veterans, to their families stuff.
Yeah, I didn't hear something on that. I know they like to mention it, especially now that Biden got caught up in that lie about not giving $400,000 to people. I do understand that concept of how to amend it. So, yeah, I don't know if they're going to get it. Some of them definitely deserve it. I mean, because without them, they wouldn't even have won.
Hey,
they wouldn't even have won.
I got Biden off the chain. Did you hear what he said about Cecil Page?
Oh, Satchel Page, the great Negro. But see, this is where it gets crazy. Yeah, but here's where it gets crazy. If Trump, and I'm not on Trump's bandwagon, I'm just showing the psyche of a people. See, this is a psychological thing you got to look at. If a group with his trouble called on a Negro, oh, he's a racist. He's a racist, man. He's a racist. He called himself a page of Negro. We ain't Negroes no more. But this dude does it. You got to be psychologically subdued to go along with this, everybody. How could you go along with something
But guess what? Biden is the lesser two evils. Well, both of them are racist, but we got to have one of them. I said, really? Be careful what you ask for, because you're going to get it.
Right, and they really are thinking about when you say who's a racist. I try to tell people I'm just giving the facts. The facts show I hear you, brother. I got you next. I hear you. The facts show that the real dude who's a racist was the one who said that you're going to get a brain chip in you. You're going to have to. That was Justice Thomas, the white man. That was Joe Biden telling him. And we might have to see if they propensity have criminality in them before we go after them with the new brain scan. See, I don't even know that's coming. See, we could go and get rich right now if we all wanted to, invest $10,000 each in brain scanners because we know what's coming. Why don't we think like that sometimes? Because you know you don't want to see your people hurt. I couldn't do it to know that they're going to round our people up off a brain scan. I can't do it.
Neuralink. They pushing Tesla's Neuralink. He knows
yes, right.
that they want that connected to everybody's brain. They want
everybody's brain.
He may have it already.
Connected.
He got it. I think he got it. Yeah, he got the Neuralink, man.
He might have it already. And on top of that,
he has it already. And he also has the Tesla bot. The Tesla bot is the artificial intelligence that he is building. I put that on my page. I got to find these articles.
Yeah, no. You put it on there. Yeah, you sent it to me. You sent the bot. That is in, I mean, I don't know if y'all look at some of the stuff all of us send each other, but if we do, as I do, because I take y'all to be very credible, because that's why I love y'all on this program, because most time we are the most credible thing out there personally, when I think, and I hear a lot of stuff. And let me just say this, that bot you sent, did you see did you go on the stock market and see? I said, man, they be wanting us to just
invest. Yeah, it is. It's worth everything.
They want us to invest in our own demise. That's what's going to happen. We want to get rich. Everybody want money. Right. They're going to make us end up investing in our own demise. Watch and see.
Yes,
go ahead.
That's where the cryptocurrency come in.
Go ahead, bro.
See, I'm an electrician, man. We be wiring up all this crazy shit, man. I was at Facebook, Meta now. Now I'm at Microsoft. And I tell all my brothers and sisters, we be wiring up all this crazy shit. Don't even know what the hell we wiring up, man.
Yep. Mm. Don't know. They ain't going to tell you. Remember, you got a trade, a universal trade. So you go on to do your work. That's your skill. That's a skill level. So what happens is you working, but you don't know what's behind the scenes. They might say, we need y'all to wire up this box over here. You don't know what the box is. You don't know if the box is for turning on anything that's devastating because, again, we are been programmed to work because it's a skill level. Now, I'm going to ask y'all a question, all y'all. Have anybody realized that, if the medical, I hope y'all listening, if the medical people got the most money, in Buffalo, I'm talking to you right now because I'm in Buffalo, they got you believing that you got more COVID cases than New York because New York got their cash out already. And now New York gonna cash out. They got rid of the mayor. They got the black man mayor now. See, y'all don't even realize they got a black man as mayor of Miami. Not Miami. That Miami black mayor might be really strange. But right now, New York City got a black dude. Now, I want you to say this with me. I'm against no group of people that I love our people. I love all our people. When I say all our people, I mean I love some of my Haitian brothers and sisters, my Jamaican brothers and sisters. But I know for a fact that you under different rulerships. Haitians, you French, you Francophones. Of course, Bahamians, Jamaicans, you Anglophones, just like I am. But you speak with a dialect different from myself and many others. And those of you in the South got Southern dialects, probably can't understand, they can't understand you. So it's all about how, where we at. But let's take it one step further. Right now, I was told this a long time ago. I hate to say it, but I got to. They're not bringing in really black America. Meaning that most of the people now is stating that they from other countries, like the sister who made it to Virginia. She might not experienced what our four or five generations of black experience in America. She from Jamaica. She got a British mentality of what that, and then she came here. So when she came here, she already had the British mentality. And she joined the military, which is great. Now, what I'm saying to all y'all is that
this is where the
lieutenant governor. I listened to her, love her. I wanted her to go up against Joy Reid. I was hoping she'd do, because Joy Reid is Boule. She's not for the black people. She's just what you just heard earlier. All those shows. Go ahead, jump in.
Let me jump in on this, man, because this is my expertise right here, and I'm going to piggyback off of what you said. Family, listen, we are all family. But this new liberal mindset that has infected our people, it's making us cause division within our political views, and now we're falling out. But this is what I'm saying at the end of the day, like he's saying about that sister. Family, yes, all of us blacks, but let's keep it real. The blacks that are from America, everybody wants to throw them under the bus. Let's just be honest. We really are all we got. They'll team up with all these political groups and all of these black leadership groups, and like that article you just played, there is no sense in we got all these political blacks in office and elected officials, and we're getting poorer by the minute. So what we got to do, we got to come together as one blood and say, hey, man, we don't need no political antics. We don't need this when it's coming together. If you in America, you're going to have to ride for America, black America. You can't be like letting these people come in and undermine the whole black movement. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. Let's go with that.
They don't want to preach. They don't want to preach a nuclear families. They want to preach all kind of dysfunctional families. That's what they want to try to support. And we're not
right because the liberal mind. Now, so let's go with that. The liberal mind, because see, I want you to. I'm glad you said it, because see, then we get into the point where it's not about the exterior, but the mind. So if the mindset. So let's go with that now with the mindset, because again,
it's all about genetic annihilation. It's all about genetic annihilation. They want to genetically annihilate you because you're genetically superior than anything.
So eugenics. I just heard that from somebody. I know. Now my point again, jump in and fit in, because I'm just trying to get y'all
let me say this, what the brother just said. It's not just black people now. This agenda that we're dealing with now is total global extermination. They don't give a damn now if you black and white. That's why I said earlier, this has gone beyond color. They're trying to eliminate many people, transhumanism. Let's just throw that out there, too.
Color is the deflection. You know. Color is the deflection.
Right. Transhumanism.
Threat. Mm-hmm. Your threat is your genetics. It all goes back to genetics.
So let me ask this, because, again, we got a lot of genetic people on this line, different groups of y'all from different regions. We got different systems of thinking sometimes. Even when I go to certain areas of the country, they ain't doing the same thing as that area doing, and everybody got their own thing. But one thing I know for good,
there's five
senses. Those five senses, everybody, that's why they use those five senses to control you on your five senses. Food, shelter, clothes, everybody know you want that. That's the key. The people who can furnish that and can't furnish it for themselves, they say you fall prey by the wayside. This is their own books that they tell you. They tell you that if you as a group of us don't strengthen ourselves, you're going to fall by the wayside. This is what that scripture, brother, I hope you're still with us, Sean Caddy. You mentioned these things coming out of the heavens, and our people believe in these stories. They go to church, they hear them, the great Jerusalem coming down from the sky and all this stuff. Now, if we break down these symbols, you're going to be mad if I tell you the great Jerusalem ain't what you think. Because you're going to say, you don't know, nigga. You don't know, nigga. Who are you? And plus, I have to be a millionaire now because, of course, you only want to give tribute to the billionaires. That's why they took all your COVID money.
Drive on. You got to give them the scripture, genetics. Genetics, sixth chapter.
And Genesis 6. There you go. Genesis 6. Now, my thing for y'all listening, go ahead, jump in.
The problem is you got people looking for a damn Messiah, especially black people and white people.
Yeah.
Okay. The enemy looking for a Messiah so they can kill him. And black people looking for the Messiah so they can worship him. See, the masters and the ascended masters don't want you to worship them, man. They want you to learn the power that they have. What do you say? What he do, we can do also. So that's what we looking for, man. All y'all on this line is Messiah, my Lord. All you brothers, I call y'all my Lord. So you got to know how to activate your power to the Most High.
Stop looking for stuff that outside of you. The power's already in you.
Yeah, that's right.
You already got it.
Right. Now we're going to go. I agree. Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you, that's mind power. Because in order to activate that stuff is where we call the pineal gland. Now, Sister Celine Queen Shalene, you said something. The new nanobox is going to attack the pineal gland. Y'all look it up. Don't blame me. Y'all sit the information.
I call it, that's when Christ come back.
Right.
Because you're Christ. There you go.
Right. Right. Now, again, but see, if they know that you can come back, well, that would make this so real to all of us. Should be. The thing is, they want control of your mind so you won't be a god. You won't be able to pineal activate your body. They saying that if we take that from you, then you are no longer God of yourself.
But
so
see,
we're God over
it to them if you take that goddamn shot. That's the whole point of these damn shots.
Basically, they want to kill
right,
your
bro.
Memory, period. They want to wipe
right.
out
That's
everything.
Right.
They want to wipe out
yeah.
so you can't.
What they've done in the past. They want to make new mm-hmm. history, new everything.
Cancel culture. Hold on. They told you. Cancel culture. Cancel culture. Hold on. Cancel culture.
That was always past.
Oh, the great reset.
Your power. You can't rob
yeah.
them.
I like that one, too. Rob member is really good. And the cancel culture. Now, we are our kids. Let's go to our offspring. Because now, right here in Western New York, and I got here. I've seen the news here because I like watching the news to see what they're thinking so I know what's going on wherever I go. And I've seen that parents had already the parents here in Western New York had made reservations for their five-year-olds to get vaccinated. Now, I said, well, they were full. They were packed. Somebody make a lot of noise there. They were packed. Now, how is that? Let me take one more caller. She's been waiting. They've been waiting. Whoever it is, he or she, 9019. I ain't never heard nothing like that.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well. You see, thank you for calling, sister.
I'm your guest today. I was supposed to speak for 30 minutes. Is that still
possible?
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Stay with me. Just give a brief
write
because
my
of course.
In case they lock, keep my number so in case they don't just if I drop, call me back because you know the games. I'm a high profile CIA researcher of MK Ultra and I'm exposed today.
Okay, hold on. Let me write you down. Now I'm gonna give you what time we got? It's at 12. Go ahead and go. Start now. Because hold on. Before you do that, let me do my. Before we do this, we're gonna take a commercial break. Sister Antoinette did mention you to me. I said you'll be probably more suited for us than for what she was trying to do. So appreciate that love. Let me get the commercial and write your number down, and we keep it going.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to O Ye Dry Bones Radio, the show that brings an esoteric, allegoric view of the past, present, and future events in history. Like most other popular talk radio shows, we do focus on hot topic of the day with particular focus on current politics and the economy. Wow, this is our 7th anniversary, so we are trying to make big things happen for our show. So we humbly ask for a donation. So please go to www.drybonesconnection.news to place your donation. Thanks for listening to the radio show who brings you fruits of knowledge regarding our history and the talk show where facts matter. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Join us on air on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. with host Dry Bones, and Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. with host Antoinette by calling 515-605-9343. To listen to our archive of previous shows, go to www.drybonesconnection.news.
All right. We want to thank everybody who's been listening. Those of you online, you got 2 minutes to jump on. That's 515-605-9343. You are on the Helios Vivas Hour. We need everybody to jump in right now because we have no control, as you know, over the Internet. Now, sister, I'm going to bring you in now. According to what you say, what you're going to give us a brief of what you're going to talk about and then jump right in to it.
Okay, and before I do, I'm going to be a little sophisticated and creative today. I'm going to bring an expert witness to introduce his brother's death and the ritual abuse in Richmond, California. It's a laboratory of the CIA and the Rockefellers and Chevron, which is Chevron Standard Oil in Richmond, California. And they paid off the Richmond, California Police Department to stand down, not to take my report and do nothing with my report by going out investigating the microwavable terrorism assault from the Army intelligence, which I'm going to sue the entire United States for military armed forces for allowing the Rockefellers to experiment on my Nubian bloodline, which, if anybody is not aware with Nubian bloodline, it's Nubian queens and Nubian kings, the artifact that was unearthed in 1910. But the Rockefellers, they are some greedy, vicious, diabolical, wicked white people. And what they ultimate goal is to force me out of my body and to upload me into some type of brainwave military armed forces research, and I refuse, and we'll talk about mine uploading 2045 momentarily, but it's all this transhumanism technology of cyber and genetic molecule and microwaving the subject model and trying to force me to be a part of this white female who tried to impersonate me. Name is Skylar Gray. And if anybody know who Skylar Gray is, she know Sean Carter, which is Jay-Z, very well. And she also knows Beyonce very well, which is Sean Carter's wife and his spouse, because I don't see them as no husband and wife, because they are into these deep ritual abuses that I didn't know and was not aware of until they approached me and end up in my voice imprint and with this voice-to-skull technology, and I'll explain it to you after my
introduction. Start explaining because you only got time frame. We got to get a couple. Go ahead. Just get it.
Okay,
go ahead.
So
start the presentation.
Okay, transhumanism and cybernetics is what somebody uploads your copy of your protein of immortality in their computers, and they mimic and impersonate you, and they appear in your skull when they're not supposed to be in your skull, which is government patent technology called voice to skull. Now, I'm going to bring my guest on, Raymond Webb's brother. He is going to tell you about his brother. Marvin Webb is going to tell you about what happened to his brother, Raymond Webb. Okay, go ahead, Brother Marvin.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was talking about my brother, Raymond Webb. He was a regular guy, went to school, excellent athlete. He's about 6'4", point guard, averaged about 24 points a game, played community college basketball, got scholarship to Stanislaus State, played there a year. Then he went to the military and worked as a lab technician with, he told me he was doing something with the blood out there in Germany. And but when he came home, he probably was in the military about 5-6 years. But when he came home, he was a different person. He started putting aluminum foil on the TV. He put aluminum foil on the windows. And he started telling me that they were hitting him in his left shoulder and hitting him on the side of his head. And I didn't know if he was tripping or what. You know, I was.
Right.
I didn't see it. But, you know, he was telling me he was getting attacked on his job. After he started working at the post office, he started saying he thinks that they're connected with the post office and the military. And, you know, he would tell me that, you know, I hadn't seen him for a while. And I said, he's still messing with you? He said, yeah. He said, so what he did, he started writing in his book. He got a dick diary of maybe like 15 or 20 years where he wrote every day what was going on with him. You know, he put in there, you know, wasn't a whole bunch. He said, they still with me. You know, and then it, some days he'll say, well, this is going on today. You know, they're following me on my job.
Right.
You know, he said,
right.
He said one day that he had the keys at the, for his post office, and they bent the keys in his pocket, metal keys. And so he had said that they were trying to give him a heart attack and a stroke.
Wow.
The day before he had a heart attack and a stroke. He said they were trying to give him a heart attack and a stroke. The next day he had a heart attack and a stroke.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, when you heard that particular prophecy that he'd been given, how did you take it? Like, I mean, it had to be a shock that he was telling the truth.
Yeah, I didn't know. After that, it was like, I said, wow, this brother been suffering. Because I wasn't sure. I don't know if he was tripping. I didn't know if he was tweaking or what. You know, I didn't know if he was just paranoid. You know, so I wasn't really tripping. You know, I just let him go and do whatever he do. But as when he passed away in 2019. After being in the hospital with after that stroke and that heart attack, it just took him out.
Right, of course. That's devastating.
I started seeing that he was really going through. So I kept all his books. I got all of his books that he wrote, you know, all of his notes. And I talked to the city of Richmond, and I talked to the city of Berkeley, and they talked about, at one time, they were going to do a task force, but they never did anything. City council member said he was going to talk to me about it. I talked to him once, and I never talked to him again. And
wow.
So I told him, I said, I want, you know, because they had said that they made a resolution. They said they were going to protect the people of Richmond. And I think that was in 2014 or 2015. And my brother was in there with them when they said they were going to do that, but they didn't do anything. And 2019, he had the heart attack and stroke.
Now, are any lawyer, any type of organization, and I hate to say our organization, which I was, you know, everybody thinks the NAACP, but you would probably have to go to people, organizations that look to see this as being real, because a lot of people don't know that they have microwave weapons. That's nothing, especially in the black community. So talking to them might be futile. You're going to have to go to areas that have been researching this, and you're in California. Is this in California?
Not really, Dry Bones, because I established a relationship with the city manager for the police to do their job, and I already told them it's the Rockefellers. So
you told them, but the action, is for California?
We're working with them, and we having ongoing meetings, and I'm getting somewhere with them. And so
where is this located? Is this in California? This is California we're talking about, right?
This is in California.
Okay,
yes.
Great. Okay, so how is California?
Because
California seems to be kind of liberal.
Yeah, but listen, the perpetrators is connected straight to the Nation of Islam, who some of their black Muslims around me and had ascertained information and stole my patent and the local
hold on,
judge.
Hold on, you're going fast.
Let me finish. The local judge told me I got to take the Nation of Islam to a federal court, and the Nation of Islam is working for the Rockefellers, and I'm getting ready to expose all that with Marvin Webb.
I need you to give us, because remember, you can't just ramble. How and what makes you believe the Nation of Islam is behind us? Give us some, so we can get some kind of understanding
let me tell you what the Nation of Islam did. Mm-hmm. First of all, they measured my head. First of all, they measured my body.
Uh-huh.
My head to know the measurement.
Why? Hold on. Time out. The people got to know why. Okay, did you join the Nation of Islam for them to do this? Because they just can't do it.
Okay, that's very good that you asked me that. Because let me tell you what happened. I was suffering from this microwave technology to the extreme. And the Nation of Islam was, wait a minute, they was out infiltrating, like they were selling bean pies and newspapers. And they lured me to their mosque. And they told me, they reassured me, they was going to help me with an attorney. Then I kept, for some reason, out of the 10 years, they kept lying to me, and they kept persuading me that they was going to reassure me to help me, and they kept befriending me. And the more I was suffering, the intensified effects, they would say, I told them, they let me know they had an attorney for me. They said they was going to talk to him after Savior's Day. I confronted them, let them know that they live down the street from the Rockefeller Jonah Rzeski Montranga. And I told them that they was working for him because they had me at one of their Muslim signed, so-called, she was my captain. She was my black Muslim captain as an MGT. And her name was Colleen Muhammad. And they had me go in her house. And they had me on record. And I got the tape. They was trying to keep the tape. And they was trying to act like they was toying with my mind and acting like they was going to help
Hold on. You're going somewhere. Let me ask you a question, because you're going somewhere. Because remember, you're on talk show. You got to make sure we get every action. Was this during a time where they converted to Scientology? Because it sounded like they converted to Scientology.
Yes, and they took me to Scientology, and they also, I ended up at Michael Aquino's doorstep. Do you know who Michael Aquino is?
Yeah, he's the Church of Satan.
Yes, they had me at his doorstep. He lived on the Crooked Street in San Francisco, and then they had this white a private investigator named Doug Millar. And Doug Millard took me to Michael Tino's doorstep, and he disappeared. And I didn't see Doug Millard no more. And they used him as some type of material candidate to program his mind to lure me there as a ritual abuse. I didn't know nothing about no satanic war affair. I didn't know nothing about no nation.
Now, I got to ask these questions because
let me tell you something very important. You got to listen to me. I went over there to the Nation of Islam, and Ismail Muhammad took that book from the cybernetic scientist of the CIA, and I gave him a copy of it, and I also gave him a copy of my patent. And they lied and told me they didn't have my government patent because I found
okay, what patent? Hold on. What patent? Because people need to know what patent are we talking about? What kind of patent?
Patent for a prophylactic lingerie, a prophylactic kit that will reduce HIV/AIDS of the United States and around the world.
The question going to be, because it sounds deep. I ain't saying what you're saying. How did you come about creating this patent? I mean, what you were dealing with some scientists? I mean, how did you come across this idea?
Wanted to see her people not infected with HIV and not want to
how'd you do
people
it?
Number one leaders of any type of disease.
Okay. Now, let me just ask you this because, you know.
I'm a creative black and my Nubian mind as a Nubian queen. And
but how'd you get the
people?
Okay. All right. Now I'm put you on hold for a minute. Now, again, we ask some questions. You gotta understand when we ask you a question, because this is all new to me. Sister Antoinette gave me your information name. I told her you might be suitable for our program because we do talk about this. But if you have a patent, that means you got a patent number. Did you get paid? Because somebody can't just take your patent now. So if you got a patent, then you should be able to, if it's that, you know, go to other sources. I want to hear from you.
Listen to me.
Why'd you join the Nation of Islam? I mean, what made you go to them? Because, I mean, a bean pie.
You
said a bean pie did it.
You got to hear me, brother. You asked me two different questions.
I am hearing.
And I want to answer both of them. You asked me about the government patent in the Nation of Islam. Let me defend myself, please. Now let me.
Well,
let
I'm
me
only
going
to give you a certain amount of time. You ain't going to have all day to defend yourself. You're going to have to do it quickly.
You understand. You know people is deceitful. You know people always have an interest to want something from you. And if somebody paid them and bribed them, they go lure you to them and be nice to you and make like they gonna help you when they really don't want to help you. Their ultimate goal was to ascertain, get information from you, and take that back to the people that know they can't attack me directly with the technology.
So people know what area, what mosque did this? Because they all got numbers. What mosque are we talking about? Because we need to know. What mosque?
26A and mosque 26B. That's
okay,
mosque 26.
Now, I'm going to say this in your defense, because Oakland.
And everybody knows me. I'm going to tell you my registered name. It's Amy X. And if they lie, they lie, because I got proof. I got too many people. And
now we know that Oakland's known. Now you're right. I just want to make sure everybody, because remember, you're talking to across the country. People is in different areas that I want to make sure everybody get ideas, so we won't be
The Bay Area, like it was San Francisco, near San Francisco, Oakland, Berkeley.
Because there's a laboratory now. Let me ask you, because I know the Nation of Islam did have Scientology, so you're on that one. That one's deep, and also that. I do know that the man who took the people down to Guyana, he was in the Nation of Islam too. Jim Jones. Jim Jones was out of Oakland.
In San Francisco on Gary Street, and that's where the perpetrator stayed that tried to kill me, named Jonah Lubinsky Montranga.
Wow.
He is a rock.
Now, where are you at now with this?
He working for Elizabeth Windsor. and they want to keep my artifacts in the British Museum, and I'm going to make them give me my damn artifacts and get my
what,
DNA
what
are,
hold on, hold on, hold on. Time out. Because when you say something, I got to ask, what artifacts are we talking about? What kind of artifacts?
From the Nubian queen, Amarenas, and the king, Pius. And I'm
how'd you get that?
My homework and found out they mapping their genealogies and their bloodlines and their blood samples to my protein of immortality because they want to keep my protein and their computers to keep using it cybernetics, and I'm fighting them over that because they try to use that patent to patent my DNA, and they use the Nation of Islam to come get my patent, and I got to get another copy of my patent, and I have to take them to federal court.
Can you say, hold on. I'm going to do a full show. I can't do a full show with you now because you're coming on, but I did want to hear this. If you could produce the patent for me, send it to me. I'll make sure I'll look it over because at least we got to see a patent number. Because to have a patent, you got to have a patent number. Now, I'm not going to go too much further. I'm going to take some more calls, sister, letting you know. I did put you on mute because I need to know some more information because I need to hear your story. Now that I got your version of your story, you need to send me some information so I can do a real, so I can do a program that is tangibly, factually, and we don't have you just saying things that we can't, can't really collaborate. So that's where we at now with this conversation. Now you can stay with the program. I will bring you back on because we do understand there is a history of dealing with people. Now, somebody making a lot of noise there. We need you to mute yourself if you got to do noise. Now, we need you to understand that we want to have you on, but we want to have you on so we can get more information. I didn't get it all from Antoinette, but I did get some of the story. I got my version now. So send me some information, the patent, and everything that you've been going through that we can casually look up, and we'll put a program together, and we'll give you way more time than what we can allot today. Let me take some more calls. Let me go to 5045. You on the air. 5045.
Hey, brother, can you hear me?
I hear you good. Go ahead, brother.
Put me on mute. I'm on another call, another line. I check back in.
Check back in. Please do that. Thank you, man. Okay. Appreciate that love there. Thank you. Now, let me just go with this program, where we at. The Nation of Islam, like I said, she gave y'all the information. Y'all can help us out by looking at some of the stuff she gave up. I'm going to bring you back in, sister. Give me a minute. But I need you to realize that these are all things that you're bringing to us. I didn't get anything from Antoinette showing me anything. I'm a person that you got to give us something to be tangibly able to hold accountable for our listeners. Our listeners are very factually oriented, and they need to see that, hey, this is some real stuff going on here. If this is real, and I'm not doubting the brothers, what he said about his brother, but if y'all are working with these people, listen carefully. I'm talking to you right now. And I want you to listen carefully because I know you're very emotional about this, but you have to put a program together. We need some information so we can put a tangible program together for you. And I will definitely do that for you if you send me the information to my drybone7@hotmail.com, and I'll send something to you. You send me what you got, and we'll look it up and make sure that we do it. But let you know what you said earlier. I'm going to bring you back in. But to let you know that she's not far-fetched, and no one's talking far-fetched on the show. We just want to get more information on it. But let me just bring you back after you hear this. This is what the Rockefellers are planning. This man is dead that said this. I just want you to hear this because, again, she mentioned the Rockefellers.
You got 30% of the vote. You were having an effect. You made mad as hell. They knew that you'd started the Constitution Party.
Yeah.
They knew that you were somebody was taking action and getting things done. You'd already made some big films, had a lot of other successes.
Right.
So they were trying to recruit you, and didn't it come down to the point of, hey, we are here to recruit you, and don't worry, your chip's going to say, don't mess with us. You know, this guy's don't touch.
Yeah, yes, that did happen. Now, I was definitely being recruited, but it's more subtle than that.
Well, in your words, just go through the process, and then what he said.
Well, what it is remember, we were friends, and we used to have... He used to come to my house a lot. We'd have dinner. We'd talk. And he'd tell me about business investments, how you get involved in, you know. Or they would help me with this business investment or that business investment. And was I interested in joining the Council on Foreign Relations? you know, I would have to get a letter to join them, but was I interested in that? And, you know, just stuff, you know, leading you on. And I used to say to them that I never really did that because that wasn't where I was coming from. You know, as much as I like you, Nick, you know, your ways and my ways, we're on the opposite side of the fence. You know, I don't believe in enslaving people, you know, and...
And he would come back with, oh, I do? Or?
Well, it would be more like, you know...
It's better for them.
Well, it's more like, you know, how do I put it? It was like, what do you care about them? What do you care about those people? What difference does it make to you? Take care of your own life. Do the best you can for you and your family. What do the rest of the people mean to you? They don't mean anything to you. They're just serfs. They're just people. You know, it was just a lack of caring, you know, and that's just not who I was. It was just sort of like cold, you know. It was just like cold, you know. And I used to say to him, what's the point of all this? You have all the money in the world you need. You have all the power you need. What's the point? You know, what's the end goal? And he said the end goal is to get everybody chipped, to control the whole society.
Yeah. Now, sister, I'll bring you back in. You heard that. That was Alan Russo, who made Trading Places for Eddie Murphy. Talked to him. He was hanging with the Rockefellers. So do you think that you've been chipped?
You there? You hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm asking, do you think you've been chipped because basically...
Yes, and I'm going to tell you how. Yeah. You want to hear how?
Yeah, tell me how.
When I was 6 months and my brother was 4 years old, he and I had a surgery at one time, and we had our nails removed, and I had a gash on, I had a gash on my forehead, and the child brought up and fired me clothes, and when I was a child, I remember the sexual molestation of the ritual abuse while I masturbated for 40 years, and I couldn't stop until I figured out there was that microchip in my body, and I became a 14-year-old parent, and my brother also, who had the microchip in his body, and my other brother, they forced him to have children and took his children out of a Rockefeller court, had him forced breeding with white females to misbreed or and mix up our genetic coding of protein of immortality and where it traces to. It originates from the origin of the dynasty, the Kush. And my grandfather, three generations ago, I traced him to the Rockefeller breeding process of the white offspring of how they microchipping them to my three generations of grandfathers, Nubian grandfathers, because their blood sample trace is original from the origin of the dynasties of Kush.
Right.
And because of that, I have traced Elizabeth Windsor doing rituals on my grandfather's date of birth. My great-grandfather's name is Lloyd Anderson. Now, mind you, Elizabeth Windsor's spouse, Edward Windsor, date of death was April the 9th, and that's my grandfather's date of birth. And my
Hold on, because a lot of lineages that we just want to get the people to know, because a lot of stuff about what you're talking about. So send me the information. We're going to do a full show. If you can send me the information, I'll do a show on that. Now let's go with what she said and what's being said. Like, open your mics up. Again, Alan Russo, from what the sister said, from what we just could gather from this quick view of her, what she's talking about. Alan Russo said they wanted to join him, and he was prominent already as a producer, everybody. First thing they wanted him to join was the Council of Foreign Relations. And if you look at everybody that we're dealing with, a lot of them are already with the Council of Foreign Relations. So we already see that there's a sign-up group for this. Now, They told the man said, well, what's the end game? I mean, you got all the money you want. I just told you, Curie Bono, who benefits? Whatever this is an incubus. They just want more and more and more and more and more and more, almost like a nympho, of man and female. Just want more and more and more and more and more and more sex, which is what I told you was a money orgy. We said it earlier in this program. They created a money orgy. That's amazing. That is amazing. They told you themselves, we are going to create a money orgy. They all see, orgy means everybody can participate in the orgy. You thought it was sex, even though sex is part of it, but the money is sex. That's why it has a serpent sign with an S in it. We about to get deep. Are y'all ready for more? Let's get it going. Again, I hope all y'all lines are open. I need y'all to participate because I hear you. I know your lines are open. But do you see how they can produce a money orgy, everybody? Lines open. Do y'all see it? If I can give a person $600 and they come to me talking about that's the greatest thing they ever seen in their life, that's scary. $600 is the greatest thing you ever seen in your life?
Warren Buffett just invested $7.6 billion, okay? He put back into his favorite businesses, not to help people. $7.6 billion purchased in Q3, and for a good reason. The company was buying back his own shares, so basically he took $7.6 million that could actually help a lot of people out here, and put it and repurchase his shares in Berkshire. So that means, why is you repurchasing shares in Berkshire when $7.6 billion can actually benefit a whole lot of people out here as far as getting them back on their feet and all of that? What do you need all that money for? You just reinvested in some. So now the people, whoever Berkshire is, whatever companies these
Berkshire is his company. He controls Berkshire Investments. So what they're doing is taking their own money and reinvesting it back into their own thing and getting richer and richer. Again, today's program, Curie Bono.
That's right, that orgy you was talking about.
That's right. They said it. I'm only using their words that y'all give me to look up, and I just keep going and find out it's even more. And I said, wait a minute. These dudes said they're going to create an economic orgy of money. That sounds to me like what's going on today. That's why I hear dumb people, which I got to say dumb. Ain't got no problem saying it. If a dumb person come to you and say, man, they giving us all this money. Oh, man, I ain't going back to work. Fuck this. That means you're becoming an economic zombie. So when they turn you off after you took the shot, and they turn you off, you're going to be a killing machine. I know you don't believe me, but that's okay. You'll see for yourself. What they plan to do is those who don't comply, which would be many of us, which is a lot of us, actually. It's more than us that are not complying than you think. The media has scared you to believing that everybody on took a shot. Can't be true. So the people that don't take the shot, they demonize. Now, the reason why they went after Aaron Rodgers, everybody who watch football. I know you're about to watch football because I'm about to watch it. So we ain't that much far from each other. If they're about to take Aaron Rodgers down, you know why they took Aaron Rodgers down? Because he told the NFL, I want my check in crypto. Following week, he had COVID. Now, is that a coincidence? You determine that yourself. But the fact remains that he did mention that he wanted his check in crypto. Now, I don't know what's going to happen to Gruden because he wanted to sue the NFL. Whatever lawyer he gets going to have to be very good and will not betray him because they are heavily laden with money. Now, unless he got a high-level group that's behind him to fight the NFL, like your boy, remember, Trump beat the NFL. I hope y'all remember that. He only got 25. What, he won on a dollar bet or whatever the hell it was. He still won. So the question is, can Gruden win? Question is, can you win? Y'all heard earlier that the so-called, you heard from my brother from Chicago, he said, and I looked it up, factual, the Supreme Court ruled against Biden has no power to make a company. Once a government can make your company, then you're no longer capitalist, you're socialist. That's what seems to be the dumbfoundedness of the American people. Black or white, don't make a difference what you are to me. If you're dumb, you're dumb. Dumbiness is transcendent. Ain't no like special color that's dumb. Everybody got retards in every nation got retardation. How about that one to make it simpler for you? So if retardation and mental illness deals is in all our DNA, then I don't know where y'all getting off with this craziness about only the white man. No, you made the white man rich. Because like I said earlier, and I'll stand by it with facts, Metamucil, to be that knowledgeable, and guess what? I asked y'all a question. Because, see, this show is about being hot and facts. If these landed in Central America, do you know that they cut your body open as a sacrifice to eat your heart? Is that what did they bring that with them? He ain't gonna answer that question. See, when it gets hot, they got to go to different shows. Don't bother me, not one bit, because facts matter. And I told you, I get a hard on knowing that I'm a factual person. So it don't make me no difference. You can like the facts or hate it. That's on you, not on me. Your heart got to be weighed, not mine with you. My heart got to be weighed alone. Yours is on its own scale. But just to show you how you know you're liars, because here's a group that told you they did this to you. I mean, it's really crazy. Never gave you nothing. Never apologized. I mean, if a slave dungeon is in Africa, it had to be built by somebody, right? Somebody had to build it, right? I would think. But somehow it does not compute to the black people, because you've been brainwashed by black Afrocentric thought. Just like in Buffalo, talk about the African corridor. Let me tell you what's in the African corridor from Michigan Avenue all the way down. None but Arab, ain't none but Yemen stores in the African corridor. If I'm lying, I could take a picture right now of every friggin' store in Buffalo right now. How can you even talk about some goddamn white person?
They from Africa. Oh, I forgot.
Hey, drive on.
Middle East.
Yeah.
They don't even consider themselves Africans, right? Middle East.
The Yemen, go ahead. Y'all jump in. Go ahead. You, sister, go ahead. You next, Brother West. Go ahead. Go, sister, finish what you want to say. Go ahead. Brother West, you next.
No, go ahead, Brother West, because I said what I had to say. I know Buffalo.
Okay, I was going to, you talking about Aaron Rodgers. See, remember last year when they drafted that mixed dude, that mulatto that looked like Dak Prescott, that looked like Mahomes? They got a funny number. His name Love, and Aaron Rodgers seen the handwriting on the wall that was gonna be his replacement. Man, same thing with happening to Tony Romo. When they see their time up, that's when they get scared and start saying and quitting and saying or doing all kind of stupid stuff. So Aaron Rodgers, just go back to last year when they drafted that boy.
Aaron Rodgers is better than Jordy Love. Jordy Love going to be good in the future, but he got to study under Aaron Rodgers. Jordy Love going to be the face. He guys got to study. He got to study who's in charge now. That's all it's about.
And Aaron Rodgers said he ain't teaching them nothing. They ain't going to show him shit. Okay,
great. Let me say, I like football a lot. If Aaron Rodgers don't show him nothing, all Jordy Love got to do is just watch, and he can elaborate. He ain't got to show him shit. He say, teach you nothing. All you got to do is watch me, and you'll learn. You'll learn. So that's not something that's going to be. Let me just say this: Jordy Love is going to make a lot of money in the NFL. Aaron Rodgers only got so much longer. But if he watch Aaron Rodgers and learn from look at Aaron Rodgers, learn, he going to be rich. So I'm not a problem with that.
Hey, man. I ain't got no problem either. That's how I look and learn, not by fucking talking. That's why
right.
the creator
look,
gave us
that's
two
right.
eyes, two ears, and one big ass mouth. So that's why I
like that one, bro. But you had to make some shirts, boy. You be saying some good shit. Now, I'm going to tell you something. That the reason why I know, well, again, he's right about what he's saying about this. Because, look, I'm not telling you that the NFL has not – NFL, for most of you who watching it, you shouldn't even be upset about how they acted because, first of all, these are grown black men who made a conscious decision knowing that they're about to make a bunch of millions of dollars for their family. I ain't going to tell them not to do that. If I mean, they're going
right.
to help their – if they help their – most of them have helped their family, and I've seen it through people we know. You in South Florida, I mean, a lot of the NFL players come back and help their families. That's a fact. Now, here's what I got a problem with. Don't throw your racist shit to tell me about let's stop racism. You ain't trying to stop no racism now. You trying to make – you might you want us to keep us subdued. You might be making black folks rich, but you ain't stopping no racism. That's a lie. Because racism is in the NFL all day long.
Yeah.
Anytime a man,
oh,
anytime a guy, yeah, it's in a society. So that's not the issue for me. The issue for me is the black folks that making this money should be able to come together. Knowing, if I know this, you know this, and many of the, on this line know this, we ain't that bright. They can't figure out the same thing we talking about. You can't get together with all the NFL blacks and create a super bank? Come on, man.
Hey, my man, I don't know about the sports, but I know these entertainers, man. When they make that pact with the devil, especially these music singers, man, they tell them they in that contract not to help their community, man. It's
there you go. There you go.
The
okay. I'm going to go with that. Now, the question is it, because let's be honest, the NFL players, and I don't care who you have sex with, but if predominantly the sports athletes got to be about 45% white marriages, that means the rest might be married to blacks. So that's 55% that is actually married. That's a high percentage of people who is getting millionaires, who are practically millionaires marrying outside. Now, according to our own Bibles that y'all so-called believe, I think Solomon went down for messing with foreign women. So obviously, we don't even follow the Bible. That's how you know we full of shit.
Right.
Now let's go now to why the African kingdoms, to my opinion, Brother Sean Caddy, Ethiopia owe us money. You know why? Because of Mena Musa and all them could come over here with ships. Who do you think taught them how to get over here? Ooh, thought that might hurt.
We are very privileged to be with you, particularly our brothers and sisters from the Caribbean. And the diaspora. And the people from all over Africa, our brothers and sisters from all over Africa. I wish at this point to particularly to apologize deeply on behalf of the chiefs and people of Gold Coast and Ghana for the atrocities, the cruelty, the inhuman treatment that were committed 400 years ago by my ancestors during the Atlantic slave trade, where over 400 years ago, millions of our brothers and sisters were captured, sold and transported under inhumane and cruel circumstances through Elmina Castle across to the Caribbean and to the New World. On behalf of the chiefs and people of Ghana, I do render unqualified apology deep from the bottom of our hearts. Deep from our bottom of our hearts. But one thing that I want you to be aware of, it was not without resistance. Some of our chiefs did fought and resisted. Some of our people did fought and resisted. But we are fighting a losing battle against a stronger army. People with guns, and we had no guns. They deceived us with liquor and all other temptations. Whatever the circumstances that led us to us, we stand here to render apology. And it's my wish and prayer that this apology is accepted. It's accepted deep by our brothers and sisters from the diaspora. May the blood of Jesus assist us to overcome that evil, that never again should we witness this cruelty, this inhuman cruelty of man to man in this country. I thank you, and once again, on behalf of the chiefs and people of Ghana.
Yeah. Did you hear this dude? He said they deceived us with alcohol. Alcohol deceived the whole goddamn nation. Are you for real?
I sent you, it's a sister from Nigeria called Mambi, and she said, I sent y'all, but she said most of them Africans helped their ass. All the wizards and the warlocks was working with
of
them.
Of course.
Like double agents.
Yeah, we know. Yeah.
And she said,
You ain't need her to tell you that. You knew that way. We didn't need no chick from no Africa to tell me that. We knew that way before that shit. Obviously,
but
common sense would tell us. But common sense would tell us by now, through Arthur Schoenberg and J.A. Rogers, obviously books that they ain't need no goddamn somebody from some internet to tell you.
Yeah.
A book told us, a book told me that they was part of it. And once you look
the
that Jewish. Up, now how the heck? But
the
here's
Jewish,
my point.
Man, you call them. I call them.
No, but hold on.
Hey, hold on. Let me say this. Be quiet. I call them double O Negroes. There's a lot of double O Negroes. Double A.
But hold on. You're right. I'm just going on with y'all from this conversation y'all having. If y'all going to tell me, like y'all did, he just said 007. The dude said alcohol caused them to build a fort. A fort now with shipping provisions to go. I mean, that takes technology, everybody. So for us to be this naive and to believe some Africans now want to apologize. This was in 2018, y'all, right before the pandemic. They made this apology before the pandemic. Now, where's the money from Africa? Africa need to give me a goddamn $1 million right now. If you're really sorry, Africa, I hope you're listening.
Yeah.
I'll take $1 million and some land, and I'll bring my black ass back over there. But until you do that, you can kiss my black ass. Go ahead, keep going.
Well, he said some shit about the blood of Jesus. I know that motherfucker nigga brainwashed.
No. You can't get mad at that, man. How you gonna get mad at that? I just showed you a tape. No, hold on. Facts matters. The reason why he said the blood of Jesus, because the Ethiopians taught him the blood of Jesus, because they're the first Christians. The first Christians are Ethiopians. Did you just hear it earlier?
Right. That's why they killed him.
What a joke we are. We are pure jokes. Go ahead. Let me hear this. Jesus didn't come from Europe. Jesus came from the Ethiopians. Where you at, Sean? Caddy? Come on. Talk to me.
That's why I said, we can't worship him, man. I'm going to learn the power, man. What he did, I'm doing also. Okay?
I said,
but
he didn't even do it. Ain't no damn.
Over to Africa.
Dude, listen carefully. Hold on. Are y'all losing here? They made up Jesus. The Council of Nicaea, which is controlled. That's why my brother would not come back on here. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know you.
He would not come back on here with the calendar. He would not come on here because I had already found out who was at the Council of Nicaea. All you got to do is look it up really thoroughly, and you see who's sitting at the table.
Yeah.
Ethiopians, the Knights of the Black Hospitallers. So you can't tell that story because you know what? You messed up your money game. But you ain't got no money because obviously you're playing a game. Let's keep it going. Boy, this is why I love this program, and I love my city. Buffalo, we hope you will now understand you've been played. Anybody who believes in the COVID virus in Buffalo right now as we speak, after seeing that everybody came from Yemen is here, everybody here, you know, I can go down every street from William Street, Michigan Street. The number one group buying everything is Yemen's, is Yemen's from Ethiopia.
All y'all up there in, I'm saying in the fifth region, Buffalo, Chicago, y'all can have that goddamn cold, man. Y'all can see on up there. Y'all can have it.
I agree with you. But see, I told you, city.
It's a lot of Buffalonians that still believe in Biden, believe in
Biden. Oh, of course they do. Of course they do. You ain't full of, honey, I'm up here. I've seen it all day long. Family members believe in this bullshit. Let me just tell you, Florida, only three places.
Come on my page telling me. Oh, that's not true. I said it's true. What the hell? He's in court. How the hell you going to tell me it's not true and the nigga in court?
In court. Florida, Sweden, and Norway are the only, and Sweden and Norway is first. That's strange, ain't it? The Holy Cross, the Knights Templars, the Holy Cross, Sweden and Norway, been opened up, got guns. Every one of their citizens got guns. Don't have to take a COVID test. Don't have to go through nothing, and y'all going to go and tell me y'all believe in black power when white power seems to be what you really follow. Because if you believe in black power, you'd be like Sweden and Norway where the Knights Templars, the Black Knights, made their foundation. Because y'all just heard it was no cross on money until Ethiopian did it. But since y'all don't like real history, since y'all like fake history, and it's not a fake program, so you need to go to another program to hear your lies because this ain't the one for you, obviously. You want to hear the facts, this the one for you. You want to hear a lie, so many for you to go to. It's unbelievable. So remnant, baby. It's all about a remnant. Now, let me ask you a question because we about to let you know. We'll be back in Florida, the great state of Florida. Love you, Florida, because y'all fighting. Y'all pirate states. I'd rather be a pirate right now. I really do. Because I see being lawful is not working. Can't be working. Because every time I try to be lawful, somebody seems to be already crooked. So you better learn the pirate way. Now, cryptocurrency in Miami, I'm telling you right now, everybody, if you're listening, you don't. When I return, I'm going downtown. You can follow me if you want. I would definitely be pushing for my check from the county, just like the mayor of Miami, to turn it into crypto. Watch and see. So far, everything I said I was going to do, I usually do.
Hey,
so
Bones.
Those you for real. Let's see if you for real with this one.
Hey, Bones.
Go ahead.
And now that you brought back the same conversation again, you know, when we talk about Aaron Rodgers and a quarterback of that magnitude, right, outside the racism that we do know, and that's even perpetuated, even when I told you the story of a cousin of mine's mother's working for
that's right.
The Colts, dare say, and at the time they were having a meeting discussing who was going to win the Super Bowl, and we saw And sure as shit me, I made some money off of it. You understand?
Right.
But that wasn't through that, but it was just common sense of just seeing whatever it was to be. Now, going back to Aaron Rodgers, when you see a quarterback of that magnitude ask for his fiat to be placed into The new Crystal. Money, as we all
that's
know,
right.
that
that's
speaks
right.
volumes to what's coming. And it
behooves right.
the brother who always talk about a financial and Bitcoin. Bingo, he came. He was a blessing, and he was the messenger that brought it to us, and we received
that's
other
right.
messages that were confirmation. So don't let none of us get caught and say, damn, we never knew.
That's right.
You heard it.
Because we,
so,
they heard it. And that's why Brother Thomas, yes. Brother Thomas, I don't know where you at, but we've been saying for y'all, we don't try to sugarcoat anything. We show you that when Trump got booed, because he mentioned the vaccine, because guess what? The people who's base say, we don't believe in that stuff. You better stop believing in it. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When they take, y'all said earlier, Brother Kwame, all y'all said earlier, Brother West, all y'all said, Biden must go because it's zero time, right? And now everybody must take off their masks because you all been behind a masquerade.
Masquerade.